And Jordan Spieth will take a three-shot lead into the final round of the British Open, three shots better than Matt Kuchar. Spieth widened his lead on the final hole, sinking a birdie putt from the edge of the green for a 65. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Blueberries.
I said blueberries.
Blueberries.
Don't you ever talk that way to me.
Never! Never!
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
The following has been rated PC for politically correct.
Pay attention, you just may learn something.
It's the sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up.
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend.
What the hell's going on?
That's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. O.J. Simpson may be free. We're going to revisit the famous Johnny Cochran closing argument. Also, Bernie Sanders insists that Sweden is a socialist paradise. We've been trying to talk about how Sweden got wealthy, and it didn't get wealthy the Bernie Sanders way. All of that coming up. Last hour, we were talking about this impeachment talk, and Jay Sekulow, who's the pit dog lawyer that Donald Trump has hired, did his round on the Sunday chat shows and raised, I think, perfectly legitimate and very uncomfortable question, and that is, why isn't there an FBI investigation of Hillary Clinton, the DNC, and Ukraine? Now, last hour we talked about the fact that Janet Reno did not appoint an independent counsel to investigate Chinagate, even though the then head of the FBI, Louis Freeh, said if there's any reason for an independent counsel, it is this reason. Yet Janet Reno did not do it. Here is what Jay Sekulow said about the failure of an investigation of the connection between the Hillary campaign and Ukraine.
And Trump's legal team, Jay, good to see you as always. This week, a number of different conservatives expressed disappointment after reading the emails from Donald Trump Jr. in which he expressed glee at the prospect of getting dirt on Hillary Clinton from what he thought would be the Russian government. This is what Charles Krauthammer, a conservative columnist, had to say. Quote, the Russia scandal has entered a new phase and there's no going back. This is not hearsay, not fake news, not unsourced leaks. What Donald Jr. and Kushner and Manafort did may not be criminal, but it is not merely stupid. It is also deeply wrong, a fundamental violation of any code of civic honor. Are you willing to acknowledge that regardless of the legality here, this was wrong and a violation of civic honor?
Well, look, I deal with the law, so that's what I'm the lawyer for the president. And campaigns involve opposition research. And the situation with the email exchange that was released by Donald Trump Jr. And what was described there is look at it and compare it to, for instance, the situation with the Ukrainians, the DNC, and the Clinton campaign.
The moment that there's an FBI investigation or Senate and House Intelligence Committee investigations into Ukraine and the DNC and the Clinton campaign, I'm happy to discuss it. But that's not what's going on right now. And I know
isn't that interesting that there isn't one? But go ahead, Jake.
There isn't one because nobody from the Ukrainian government met with anybody from the Clinton campaign. But moving on from that, you're talking about the legality, and I understand you're a lawyer, but you're also a man.
Okay. Now I want to turn to California. I know a lot of people outside California joke about the state, make a bunch of jokes about California, but I'm telling you, I feel this way about Israel, how Israel goes, so goes the world, how California goes, so goes the country. This is a state dominated by left-wing people. They've got supermajorities in the Senate, supermajorities in the House, in the Assembly, the lower and uppercase branches of our government, passing laws that make California a sanctuary state, laws that allow illegal aliens not only to enroll but get in-state tuition, something that an out-of-state American can't get. Driver's license for illegal aliens. One organization estimates that California spends about $25 billion a year on illegal aliens and the children of illegal aliens, primarily health care and education. $25 billion a year. Just one state. And Victor Davis Hanson is a longtime California resident, five generations, I believe. And unlike a lot of professors, he's also a farmer, lives in the middle of the state. He's also a senior fellow at the Hoover Institute. And he talks about how the elites in California do not suffer the consequences of their policies, about the large number of illegal aliens who are here, the huge number of people who are here who are poor on public assistance, the damage done by the minimum wage. Here is an excerpt from a very long interview that he gave on NPR.
Because where we are, there are so many people impoverished and often without legality or even English, that whereas in Palo Alto or Menlo Park, county or city officials will measure how high a mailbox is from the road. It's one of the most regulated economies in the world. And yet where I am, across the street, there's a person with at least six different families living with Romex, porta potties, no sewage treatment. I have another person, as you mentioned, referred to, who wanted to build a tiny 900-square-foot home but had to move a well, had to redo the sewage system, and really couldn't finish the house because of the zoning requirements. And why was he monitored in a way that the neighbor wasn't? And the answer was, in California, we try to ignore the felony that doesn't pay and go after the misdemeanor that will be obedient and follow the law. And people understand that. It creates a widespread cynicism that the law's not applied equitably because it can't be. We have one quarter of the state were not born in the United States, and we have 22% of the people below the poverty line, one out of three people in the United States on public assistance is in California. So we have a large underclass in the middle of the North, Inland Empire, and they just simply cannot follow this highly regulated state, and the state knows that and makes the necessary adjustments, but that creates a widespread cynicism.
And he says the elites, however, are the ones that draft the laws. The laws have adverse effects on the poor people that the elites claim that they care about.
Well, I think that the state is largely governed, and I mean that in the most loose terms, that is actual governance. The state legislature, the governor, our senators, or the majority of our representatives, but also our educational institutions, Caltech, Stanford, Berkeley, UCLA, the great centers of commerce and capital formation, Silicon Valley, Hollywood. They're mostly along a 50-mile corridor, say, from San Diego to north of Berkeley. And then the rest of the state is where we farm, produce food, oil, mine, timber. And those industries are regulated by people who live on the coast and often are from not just a different political point of view, but from a very different economic landscape. So yesterday I came from my farm, and the average price per square foot in a house in Selma, where I live outside, is about $100 a square foot. It's over $1,000 in Palo Alto. And yet, I don't have air conditioning in my apartment in Palo Alto on the Stanford campus. There's no need to. And yet, yesterday it was 107 in Fresno, but the kilowatt rate is the highest in the country, except for Hawaii. And people were in Walmart during the day to find air conditioning because they couldn't afford to turn on their own air conditioning. So gas prices, kilowatt charges, power, these fundamental existential issues are adjudicated by people who are not always subject to the ramifications of their own ideology.
And the reason energy costs so much is because the elites, of course, are fighting climate change, so they're force-feeding California to move from a fossil-based economy to an alternative, a fuel-efficiently-based economy. Here is what Victor Davis Hanson said about the minimum wage. Recall our governor said, economically, the minimum wage may not make much sense, but it makes a great deal of sense morally. Listen to this and see whether or not this makes sense morally.
I just talked to a person the other day that has a small restaurant. Why does he have to pay the same wage to people that they do in San Francisco when he has no capital? He's from Mexico, and it's much cheaper to live in Fresno, but he's subject to the same minimum wage laws that seem to be driving others out of business.
And, of course, we have enough money to spend for a bullet train that goes nowhere.
And yet the Amtrak is underused, and yet we're building high-speed rail from Fresno, basically Fresno Madera all the way to Corcoran. We have no expectation anybody's going to use it, at least the first leg. It could be $100 billion. Price tag for making the 99 freeway that serves millions of people every day would be much, much smaller. If we were to have six lanes, it would cut down on death. But it's almost as if we can't handle pre-modern challenges, so we look for postmodern solutions, pie-in-the-sky solution.
We have more from this interview that Victor Davis Hanson gave with NPR, including the coastal culture here in California, where the rich elites are passing laws that damage the very people that they claim that they care about. Also, Bernie Sanders says that Sweden is a socialist paradise. Does he have any blooming idea about the history of Sweden and how Sweden got wealthy? Probably not. We're going to be talking about that. And it looks like O.J. Simpson might be free. We're going to revisit Johnny Cochran's infamous closing argument. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am the great Eldersky. Please do not leave town.
Larry will be right back. Stay tuned.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just 10 bucks. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just 10 bucks, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire Infrared Grills, which are the best designed grills available. Solaire Infrared Grills are not overburdened with features and components that are known to fail outdoors. You know what these are. Lights inside and outside of the grill, gauges, and anything with an LCD screen. Bluetooth? These are the top service issues and sources of consumer dissatisfaction with their grills, so you won't find any of these on a Solaire Infrared Grill. Solaire focuses on those things most important in a grill, like great grilling performance, ease of serviceability, simple design, quality components and materials, excellent fit and finish, and a burner system that produces foods that rival top restaurants. They're made in the USA, backed with the confidence of a 100-year-old family business. Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire Infrared at besthotgrill.com.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, August 18th on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's Electric Utility. Are you interested in saving energy and money? By investing in energy-efficient products, equipment, and technologies, you can further reduce your energy usage and increase your savings. Before you shop, review REU's rebate page and see how we can help you save money and energy. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
Hi, Larry. This is Jim from San Diego. Yeah, I really liked your program on July 3rd concerning you and your father's relationship. Definitely will buy the book. Also, I'd like to say that bumper music took me by surprise. That was played that day a little bit from George Benson's White Rabbit album. You hardly ever hear that anymore. That's one of my all-time 10 best favorite albums. I mean, back when he didn't sing and just played an excellent guitar, and all the other guitarists on that album were just very well done. All right, thanks, and really enjoy your show. Bye.
Appreciate the call. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. 25 million MyPillows have been sold. You know, here's your chance to join millions of others who are sleeping better than they ever had. Yes, the great Eldersky sleeps on a MyPillow every night. Mike's four-pack special. 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Just go to MyPillow.com or call 800-890-1843 right now. Make sure you use the promo code Larry. Now, if you think Victor Davis Hanson is being unfair, being too harsh towards illegal aliens, I want to read you a couple quotes. And as I'm reading them, you tell me who you think said it. Quote, "Is it any wonder that two-thirds of the babies born at taxpayer expense county-run hospitals in Los Angeles are born to illegal alien mothers?" End of quote. Whom do you think said that? How about this one? "Our borders have overflowed with illegal immigrants, placing tremendous burdens on our criminal justice system, schools, and special programs. The Immigration Naturalization Service needs the ability to step up enforcement. Our federal wallet is stretched to the limit by illegal aliens getting welfare, food stamps, medical care, and other benefits, often without paying taxes. Safeguards like welfare and free medical care are in place to boost Americans in need of short-term assistance. These programs are not meant to entice freeloaders and scam artists from around the world." End of quote. Whom do you think said that? Harry Reid. That's right. 1993. Sounds like Donald Trump. Now, of course, you say the same thing. You're a bigot.
There's an expectation because of their education or influence or capital that they're going to always be immune from the negative consequences of their ideologies.
Referring to the media elites that pass these laws, rules, and regulations designed to combat income inequality, designed to combat climate change.
So if somebody feels that dams are an archaic 19th century enterprise and we shouldn't build the three that were scheduled, the Sacramento sites and the Los Banos Grande and the Temperance Flat, which would have in aggregate given us almost 10 million acre feet, which would have given us a year extra during a four-year drought of water, and it would be pretty cheap, $10 billion at most. Yet, and they are against that idea, but they're not against the ideas you referenced of Hetch Hetchy bringing 140 miles worth of crystal clear water to the Bay Area, about which, if it didn't exist, this Bay Area wouldn't exist. And by the way, it crosses the San Joaquin River, and one of the reasons that they did not build dams and they diverted irrigation water was to facilitate freshwater infusions into the delta for the 3-inch smelt and to see if they could introduce 19th century salmon runs, but they did not, as that Hetch Hetchy water went over the San Joaquin River, use that water to replenish the San Joaquin River, because to do so would have made a big hit in their own lifestyle in the Bay Area. Same thing with schools. We have sort of a phenomenon. I'm speaking from this Hoover studio. There's almost a 1950s, 1960s Southern Academy explosion going on in Silicon Valley, where there's a number of private schools that are expanding at a time when illegal immigration has changed the demography of the South Bay in a way that very liberal, very elite people are worried about. So they're taking their children out of the public schools in communities like Atherton or Menlo Park or Palo Alto, putting them in private academies, and yet at the same time blocking regulations, or I should say liberation from regulations that would allow other people some latitude in this public school system. Same thing with walls. Everybody in the Bay Area that whom I work with is against building a wall with Mexico, but most people who have the capital build a wall around their own home. And so people are starting to see this, and I think it's hurt the state because there's a large cynicism in the interior and the north and the south about the coastal culture.
Now, next segment, I want to talk about Bernie Sanders and him praising Sweden as a socialist paradise. We're going to talk about how Sweden got wealthy. Also, we're going to talk about the zip poll question I asked you yesterday, and that is whether or not you've ever used a firearm for self-defense, often just brandishing it. What percentage of people do you suppose answered yes that they've used a firearm for self-defense? We'll be talking about that. Also, this is the month, apparently, when O.J. Simpson may very well get paroled. We're going to talk about the infamous Johnny Cochran closing argument later on in the program. Dave is in Hilliard, Ohio. Dave, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Larry. I think the one thing that we can all agree on today is that most Democrats believe that collusion with Russia is terrible, terrible, terrible. Now, my question is this. What do these same Democrats have to say about the collusion that existed in the aftermath of World War II between the government of the former Soviet Union and the Communist Party of the USA? J. Edgar Hoover thought the Communist Party of the USA was an active conspiracy, was secretive, and was loyal to a foreign power, but most Democrats of that era did not believe there was a link. In fact, President Truman denounced the allegations that Alger Hiss was a spy.
Mm-hmm.
But when the Soviet Union collapsed in 1989, the record showed that the Communist Party of the USA was receiving substantial amounts of money from the Russian government and was in collusion with Russia. Will the Democrats today finally acknowledge the collusion in the aftermath of World War II between the Soviet Union and the Communist Party of the USA and finally admit that Richard Nixon, Senator Joe McCarthy, and the House Un-American Activities Committee were right?
Dave, you know how I know that they will never do that? Because they still use the term McCarthyism, when in fact turns out McCarthy was right. And you're absolutely right. Everything that you're saying is accurate. Ann Coulter wrote about this in her book called Treason. When the Soviet Union fell, they opened up their archives, and something called the Venona Papers came out, documenting the high level of intrusion that the Soviet Union was able to effect in infiltrating the various high levels of our government. And yet we still use this term McCarthyism as if Dean McCarthy was completely full of it, when in fact he wasn't.
Well, will the Democrats finally admit that there was collusion, and that the collusion with Russia is bad today, then looking back in history, in the aftermath of World War II, the Communist Party of the United States was part and parcel of the effort to steal the secrets, to spy on America?
Right, and Dave, the answer is when hell freezes over. And at the beginning of the show, I was talking about the fact that Ted Kennedy used a senator named Gene Tunney to make an overture to the Soviet Union because he felt that Ronald Reagan was a warmonger and might lead the world into thermonuclear war. Is anybody talking about that? Of course not. Is anybody talking about the fact that Barack Obama, 2008, goes to Iraq and, according to the Iraqis, told the Iraqis that if you wait and don't deal with George W. Bush, deal with us, you'll have an easier time. Anybody talking about that? Of course not. 888-971-SAGE. Is anybody talking about Chinagate, where the head of the FBI at the time, 1997, Louis Freeh, said regarding Chinagate and the allegations of illegal contributions made by Asian American business people on behalf of the Chinese nationals. If there's any reason for a special counsel, it's now. And yet Janet Reno did not appoint one. Anybody talking about that? Hello? Is this thing on? I don't think so. I'm Larry Elder. Do not leave town.
All across America, The Larry Elder Show.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Discover the new Kia at Reading Kia for the highest rank large car, compact car, small SUV, midsize SUV, and multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
That's Kia Cadenza, Forte, Niro, Sorento, and Soul.
Kia has received more J.D. Power initial quality awards than any other brand. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Reading Kia, featuring complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle sold and the best warranty in the USA.
Head into Reading Kia today and get ready to save a lot of money on Reading Kia's award-winning lineup. There's no better time than right now to take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
Take a look around the next time you pull into a parking lot or a community event like the Reading Kia-sponsored Mosquito Serenade. You'll see Kias everywhere. It's Reading Kia's commitment to customer service and our community that's the Reading Kia difference.
Reading Kia. See the brand new dealership at 418 East Cypress Avenue. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the new YouTube channel.
ReadingKia.com.
America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
Mr. Elder, I applaud and I'm amazed at your courage
You stand up for what's right, even though you do receive a lot of flack, for the better of a word, from other African Americans. Again, thank you for your courage to stand up for what's correct. Have a wonderful day.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Don't forget my second annual cruise, November, Mediterranean, Regent, Seven Seas Explorer, the most luxurious cruise ship ever built. The Rolls Royce of cruise ships. We're departing from Barcelona, cruising the French and Italian Riviera this coming November. Eight romantic and exciting ports of call. Everything's included. Business class airfare, all shore excursions, specialty restaurants, adult beverages, Wi-Fi, gratuities, lectures, sit-down dinner with me, all included. Plus, if you deposit right now, you'll get a $500 in-spa credit. So call right now, 800-994-5538. That's 800-994-5538. It's all put together by my friends at Frosch Willette Travel, 800-994-5538. That's 800-994-5538. The question we asked yesterday, poll question, real simple. Have you ever used a firearm for self-defense? Including just brandishing it for self-defense. What percentage of people, you suppose, said yes? 33% of people responding to this question said that they've used a firearm for self-defense. That's a boatload of people. One more time, Gary Kleck, the criminologist, Florida State, estimates that 1.25 million Americans every single year use a firearm for self-defense, usually just brandishing it. And out of that number, 40% of the people feel that but for the firearm, they would have been dead. So here's the question for today, and we'll give you the results tomorrow. Do you consider the leaks coming from the Trump administration a bigger or smaller issue than whether Trump or members of his team colluded with the Russians? A, the leaks are bigger. B, the leaks are a smaller issue. In order to participate, you must be a member of the Zip community. Go to your app store, download the Zip app.
Free from the App Store.
And make sure you use my code SAGE, S-A-G-E, that's S-A-G-E. Okay, here's what Bernie Sanders said about Sweden.
Countries have never gotten the credit in this country that they deserve. Look, you know there are problems in Sweden, there are problems in Denmark, problems in Norway. But when they guarantee health care to all of their people, how much do you pay for a doctor when you go to a doctor?
Like nothing.
Like nothing, that's pretty good. Did you go to college?
I did, yeah.
How much did it cost? Child care in Sweden?
It's almost free.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good. And your rate of childhood poverty in Scandinavia is much lower.
So he's at an airport in Scandinavia talking to young people. How much do you pay for child care? How much do you pay for health care? How much do you pay for education? It's all free. You learn within 90 seconds of an Econ 101 class, there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody pays. Now, up on LarryElder.com, we're going to put an article called How Modern Sweden Profits from the Success of Its Free Market History. And it's published from something called the Mises Institute. And it's named after a famous Austrian economist named Ludwig von Mises. It's a free market think tank. And it talks about how 250 years ago, Sweden was a frozen tundra. Bunch of starving peasants overruled by kings. And then Sweden undertook a series of, quote, classically liberal-minded revolutionaries to wrestle control from the elites and put Sweden on a path to prosperity, close quote. Got rid of licensing czars, believe it or not, they had that. They got rid of a bunch of other regulations, were dramatically reduced or eliminated. From 1850 to 1950, the population doubled, and real Swedish incomes multiplied nearly tenfold. Quote, despite the almost non-existence of a welfare state or any other major state-controlled economic sectors, by 1950, Sweden was the fourth richest nation in the world. One more time. Despite the almost non-existence of a welfare state or any major state control of economic sectors, by 1950, Sweden was the fourth richest nation in the world. Quote, Sweden's extraordinary growth during that century rivaled even that of the United States. As with any country, Sweden's impressive capital stock was built by entrepreneurs operating in a free market system. close quote. What happened? Well, the two biggest enemies of freedom happened. Here's what Milton Friedman said about the two biggest enemies of a free society.
I have always said that the two major enemies of a free society are the business community on the one hand and the intellectuals on the other. For what look like opposite reasons. Every businessman is in favor of freedom for everyone else, but wants special privileges for himself.
Pete Talbot here, and for 18 years as producer and host of Leading Edge Medicine, I have never agreed to endorse a pain reliever. Never. Not until now. Not until Relief Factor. And here's why. 38 years ago, my wife got rear-ended. And for about 2 or 3 years, she saw a doctor or a chiropractor maybe 200 times because of the pain. Seriously, but with no relief. So she finally just gave up trying. Well, about 3 years ago, she heard about Relief Factor. And in less than 2 weeks of taking Relief Factor, her pain was gone. And it's still gone today. If you struggle with neck pain, back or shoulder pain, hip and knee pain, or even general muscle aches and pain, I'm telling you, Relief Factor is for real, and it's 100% natural. Go to ReliefFactor.com and check out the science and the testimonials and order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are unique among gas grills. We designed Solaire from the ground up to optimize the performance of the Solaire infrared burner. What is infrared? The Solaire infrared burner efficiently uses natural gas or propane, creating up to 15,000 tiny flames to heat the ceramic plate, which radiates the red-hot, intense heat directly to your food. Conventional gas grills heat the air inside the grill, which dries out the food. The Direct Solaire infrared energy locks in the juices for a more natural tasting, succulent, and flavorful food. Diehard charcoal grillers agree that Solaire infrared is as close to the white hot intensity and taste they get from their charcoal fire, but with the convenience and controllability of gas. Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com.
The Cascade Theater in First Five Shasta presents a fun and free film series this summer to keep the kids cool and occupied every Sunday in the month of July. See family-friendly flicks like Minions, James and the Giant Peach, The Incredibles, Homeward Bound, and Up every Sunday at 2 in July. And each event includes games and prizes. And did I mention it's free? More information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Now back to the sage, Larry Elder.
I have always said that the two major enemies of a free society are the business community on the one hand and the intellectuals on the other.
Countries have never gotten the credit in this country that they deserve. Look, you know there are problems in Sweden, there are problems in Denmark, problems in Norway. But when they guarantee health care to all of their people, how much do you pay for a doctor when you go to a doctor? Like nothing. That's pretty good. Did you go to college?
I did, yeah.
How much did I cost? What about child care?
It's almost free.
Okay. That's pretty good.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Now, the article that I mentioned called How Modern Sweden Profits from the Success of Free Market History is up on LarryElder.com under mention on the show. By the way, you can go to my website, LarryElder.com, and subscribe to the Larry Elder podcast for just 99 cents for the first month. We remove all the commercial interruptions, and you'll be able to hear the show whenever you want on whatever device you want. Just go to LarryElder.com. And on Tuesday, July 25, the Salem Radio Network will be broadcasting right in front of the White House. All of the nationally syndicated shows will be broadcasting from the White House from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. And, of course, our show will be broadcasting from there as well. More on this later on. So Bernie Sanders in Sweden meets these young people at the airport, asks them how much they paid for health care. They said nothing. How much they paid for child care. They said nothing. How much they paid for their education, for their health care, nothing. Okay, so I talked to you about how Sweden got prosperous. Now let's talk about how they became a social democracy. The piece says big business was looking for government protection. And the combination of that, along with ambitious politicians and union leaders, quote, forced Sweden into adopting socialist policies in the decades following its impressive growth. Over time, get this, government spending more than doubled, and taxes in certain sectors were doubled or even tripled. Let me stop right here. I told you I got fact-checked a couple times when I was on CNN. One time when I went on and I talked about how in 1900, government at all three levels, federal, state, and local, took less than 10% from the American people. Then I said, right now, government at all three levels, federal, state, and local, takes about 35%. And then I went on to make another point. I get a phone call from the fact-check people. What is your source for saying in 1900, at all three levels, government took less than 10%? I gave them a source. What is your source for saying the government right now takes about 35%? I gave them a source. And then they asked me for the source for the third point. They write a piece, and they gave me half-true. They said that I was right what I said about 1900 at all three levels. Government, in fact, took less than 10%. They said that I was right when I said right now government takes about 35%. Now, what I told them is I'm surprised you're surprised. And the point is they were gobsmacked by the idea that in 1900 government took less than 10% and that right now it takes almost 35%. They had no blooming idea. Now, they claim that I was wrong about another factor, which I won't bore you about because I wasn't wrong. The point is, this is the tremendous growth of government, not just in Sweden, but here. And this is why growth has been so unimpressive. Under the Obama administration, you already got a heavily regulated economy, already heavily burdened with taxes and regulations. And what does he do? He throws a brand new entitlement called Obamacare already on the backs of taxpayers. To say nothing of this nearly $1 trillion spent on so-called stimulus. And even he later on said he's learned there's no such thing as a shovel-ready job. So this is why it's going to be so difficult for President Trump to get us to 4% GDP. Because so much of our dollar is already being spent by government. And believe me, government will not spend your money as efficiently, as effectively, as humanely as you can. Back to this piece. Quote, over time, government spending in Sweden more than doubled and taxes in certain sectors were doubled or even tripled. Despite these changes, 1970, Sweden was the fourth richest nation in the world. However, by 2000, just 30 years later, Sweden sank to number 14. According to a researcher from Oklahoma State, Sweden did not add one net private sector job from 1950 to 2005. I repeat, from 1950 to 2005, Sweden did not add one net private sector job. Quote, with few exceptions, Sweden's large businesses have very little incentive to innovate, and they have not. And many enterprises now survive purely on government contracts whose value is impossible to ascertain without a system of free exchange to establish price for goods and services. End of quote. Now, it says Sweden managed to live comfortably for decades, quote, only because so much capital stock was created in the decades prior to embarking on his socialist policies. Quote, yet this capital consumption is eroding Sweden's wealth. In 2007, a professor from George Mason University pointed out that if Sweden, Bernie Sanders' socialist paradise, if Sweden were to be admitted as the 51st state of the Union, it would be the poorest state in terms of unemployment and median household income. Yes, even poorer than Mississippi. In fact, Sweden's current welfare state suppresses household incomes so effectively for Swedes that one study found that American Swedes have roughly the same unemployment rate as Swede in Sweden, yet earn on average 53% more annually. American Swedes have roughly the same unemployment rate as Swedes, yet earn 53% more annually. Quote, in recent years, Swedish lawmakers have begun slowly, get this, privatizing chunks of their socialized sectors, such as health care and social security and education. So they are going in the direction of free markets, and we're going in the direction of Canada. As Ludwig von Mises pointed out, the man after whom this think tank is named, socialism is not an economic theory. It is a theory of income redistribution. 888-971-SAGE. The juice might be loose. I'm Larry Elder. Don't leave town.
All across America, The Larry Elder Show.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. N72217. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Are you looking to get out of your timeshare with 100% guarantee? I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. We have helped thousands of timeshare owners get out of their timeshare legally and ethically. We have an excellent track record, and we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call us today for a free consultation at 855-551-7066 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com at 855-551-7066 or LoneStarTransfer.com. We will help you today.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore.
Broadcasting live here from Arcata Ballpark, it's Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460, getting ready to bring you Colt 45's baseball from the coast. The Clash on the Coast, Game 2 here tonight against the Humboldt Crabs. It's a 7-3 loss last night for Reading as they try to get back in the win column. They're now 22-10 on the season. Crabs a sparkling 26-4, having won three straight now. And the 45s will look to even up this series here tonight. Your starting lineup looks like this. Latrell Harris will lead off and play center field. Devin Orr is your shortstop batting second. Connor Fabing bats third after a three-run homer last night. He will play first base. Kessel is your DH batting cleanup. Jackson Murphy in right will bat fifth. Austin Lively will bat sixth and play third base. Keaton Glover in left field tonight will bat seventh. Ben Kerner is your catcher batting eighth, and Curtis Perrin will bat ninth. Your starting pitcher tonight is Micah Gunter out of Simpson University. Gunter on the season in seven starts is 4-3 with a 3.70 ERA. Looking for his fifth win on the season here tonight. Tonight's pregame show is brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Turtle Bay's summer show is mythic creatures, dragons, unicorns, and mermaids. Also look for our Wings of Summer Butterfly exhibit. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? Starting lineups for the hometown Crabs coming up right after this break. We're going to step away for the national anthem. We'll be right back with first pitch here. Game two of the Clash on the Coast here for your Colt 45s. Right back after these messages.
From narwhals to unicorns and manatees to mermaids, discover the physical and cultural connections between the real and mythical worlds at Turtle Bay this summer in Mythical Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Mythic creatures of all kinds are taking over the museum May 20th through October 1st in this immersive, hands-on exhibition organized by the American Museum of Natural History, New York. Mythic Creatures is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Discover the new Kia at Reading Kia for the highest rank large car, compact car, small SUV, midsize SUV, and multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
That's Kia Cadenza, Forte, Niro, Sorento, and Soul.
Kia has received more J.D. Power initial quality awards than any other brand. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Reading Kia, featuring complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle sold and the best warranty in the USA.
Head into Reading Kia today and get ready to save a lot of money on Reading Kia's award-winning lineup. There's no better time than right now to take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
Take a look around the next time you pull into a parking lot or community event like the Reading Kia-sponsored Mosquito Serenade. You'll see Kias everywhere. It's Reading Kia's commitment to customer service and our community that's the Reading Kia difference.
Reading Kia. See the brand new dealership at 418 East Cypress Avenue. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the new YouTube channel.
ReadingKia.com.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's Electric Utility. Did you know dirty air filters can increase your monthly electricity cost? A dirty air filter will restrict airflow and make your AC work harder. Changing your filters monthly allows your equipment to operate more efficiently, saving you energy and money, and it may increase the life of your unit. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
First pitch thrown out here, and we're just about ready. On the mound here tonight for the hometown Crabs is going to be Connor Lohr out of UC Davis. A right-hander pitched in the series back in June in a win for the Humboldt Crabs. So the 45s will get their second look at him here. Due up here in the home or the visitors' half of the inning, it's going to be Latrell Harris, Devin Orr, Connor Fabing here. Wilson Kessel is your DH batting fourth. Jackson Murphy is in right field batting fifth. Lively, Glover, Kerner, Perrin. Your 6-9 hitters tonight against Lohr, the right-hander, who's got some pre-beard Brian Wilson Fu Manchu going on here. Some creative facial hair. Pitchers are known to be a little bit of a different breed. And Lohr in the tie-dye uniforms tonight here. The Humboldt Crabs with a teal tie-dye top with the white pants. The 45s in there all white with the gold trim and the black batting helmets here tonight. As I mentioned, 45s 22-10 through 32 contests. The Crabs are 26-4 in 30 games. And the 45s looking to get their first win of the season here against the Crabs. A three-game sweep in June before dropping the opener of this series here last night 7-3. All three runs came off the bat of Connor Fabing on one swing, a three-run homer to right field in the fourth. But it was not enough as they fell 7-3 to the Crabs. Tonight's game is brought to you by Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors. Retirement is closer than you think. Susan's number one priority is helping clients and their families plan for a financial future in a way that best meets their goals. Wells Fargo believes in its community as well as the Reading Colt 45s. Contact Susan Eastman, 530-243-7561. For a full complimentary review of your financial picture, that's Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors. Crowd sponsors of your Colt 45s. Infield warm-ups and the final warm-up pitch is here being thrown by Lohr. The defense behind him looks like this. Lehman is the DH leading off for the second night in a row. Fernland in the lineup at shortstop. And Callahan will be at third base. Aguirre in center field. Burks in right field tonight after playing in center. Chung at second base. And Wea at catcher. He had the night off last night. McCarthy in left. And Lara at first. Those last three batters all getting their first start of the series here for the 45s. Very similar lineup to last night, with the exception of Ben Kerner doing the catching tonight. And Jackson Murphy playing right field rather than DHing, as Kessel is the DH. Glover moves to left instead of right. Here's the first pitch now to Latrell Harris, and it's low and outside for ball 1-0. First pitch right here at 7:02 in beautiful Arcata, California. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday night with us here for Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460. Lohr with a windup and a pitch. The 1-0 is inside for ball 2-0 now. Harris or Fabing here, as the 45s will try to get things started. Harris reached on an error in four plate appearances and stole a bag. Officially 0-4. Hitters count 2-0. Lohr delivers. Little chopper out in front of the mound. It's going to be speared off of the mound, and the throw over to first is going to get him 1-3 on the putout. Yeah, so Lohr needed every inch of his height there to grab that one. If it gets past him, Harris has a leadoff single. But that's going to be out number 1-3 on the putout. And here's Devin Orr. Orr, your shortstop tonight, hitting in the two hole. 0-4. Fly out, a line out, a ground out, and a strikeout. Left-handed hitting Devin Orr here against the right-handed Lohr. Orr versus Lohr. And the first one misses outside 1-0. Perfect weather here for baseball. Not a cloud in the sky here as we're over on the slightly cooler side of California. 1-0 on the way, and it's outside for ball 2-0 now. G- Good crowd here tonight for game two of this Clash on the Coast. Lohr working quickly, ready with a 2-0 now. That ball is a bit low, three balls and no strikes. New home plate umpire tonight, so we'll see how the strike zone changes from last night. 3-0 on the way here to Orr. Let's see if he's got the green light or if he's taken all the way. It's the latter, and it's strike one, 3-1 now. Hitters count, 3-1 here for Devin Orr. Pitch on the way. Inside, and he walked him. A five-pitch walk there for Orr, and the 45s have their first base runner. Here in the top of the first with one out. And that'll bring up Connor Fibbing. Fibbing was the offense last night. 1-for-4, a three-run homer back in the fourth. As the 45s drop that one 7-3, he will step in here in the three-hole tonight with a man on first. So Lohr will be out of the stretch for the first time here. 3-0-4 down the line in right, 3-0-7 in left. And the field tapers to each of the power alleys. So if you get it down the line, you can get out of here pretty easily. That one is a little line drive into left field. That's going to get down for a hit. And Fabing has the first hit of the ball game here. Runners on first and second now as Orr moves up. And the 45s are in business here with one out. And that'll bring up Wilson Kessel. Nice piece of hitting there by Fabing as he took a pitch. Didn't try to do too much with it. Just went with it on the outside half. And here's Kessel. Hitting 361, two home runs, 24 RBI. He was 1-for-3 last night and also walked in four plate appearances, so reaching twice. Runners take their lead. Here's the first pitch from Lohr, and it's a slider on the outside corner. Good pitch there as he steals a strike, 0-1. Kessel the DH tonight after doing the catching for Matt Green last night. Green and Kirby combined. For the 45s. 0-1 pitch on the way. That ball is low and outside. One ball, one strike. As I mentioned, Kessel at 361. He's on basing right at 418 right now. One pitch is on the outside corner, or thereabouts, for a strike. 1-2 now. Look like a slider there from Lohr. He's been all soft stuff here thus far to Kessel. One-two pitch now with one down and two on. And he grounds it up the middle. This could be two. 1-6. Three double play, and that'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the first, still scoreless. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Bottom of the first here, it's still 0-0. Humboldt Crabs looking to take their first at-bats. Their lineup looks like this. Devin Lehman will DH and lead off. Chase Fernland is the shortstop, making his first start of the series. He will bat second. Kyle Callahan is the third baseman batting third. Alex Aguiar will clean up and play center field. Jeremiah Burks is in right batting fifth. Patrick Chung will play second base and bat sixth. Quincy Enwea is the catcher batting seventh. And Kyle McCarthy is the left fielder. And Lara will be the first baseman batting ninth, as Micah Gunter starts us off here with a strike on the outside corner. Micah, in 34 innings thus far, has struck out 21 batters and walked just six. This one is fouled out of play in a quick 0-2 now. This is his eighth start of the season. He's 4-3 with a 3.70 ERA. Last pitched on July 16th, picked up a win with five innings in an 18-5 win over Fresno. Here's a ground ball up the middle, and it's off the foot of the pitcher. A smash up the middle by Lehman, and it's off of Gunter's leg. Kicks over towards the first baseman, Fabing, and it's going to be a leadoff hit here for Lehman. Went 0-4 with a walk last night, so he gets his first hit of the series here. And here's Chase Fernland. Fernland did not play last night. In 23 games, he's hitting .236. With 14 RBI for the Crab. Fernland and then Callahan here in the bottom of the first. So runner on first now, and Gunter out of the stretch to Fernland. First pitch is on the outside corner. Good two-seamer there. Finds the black 0-1. Micah out of Roseville, California. A 6'1", 195-pound right-hander. Looking for win number five here on the season. 0-1 pitch on the way, and it's a little tapper foul as a changeup is out in front of the plate. Ben Kerner in the squat tonight. Colin the pitches as Kessel will DH. Kerner came in as a pinch hitter last night, went 0-1. Quick 0-2 here by Gunter on Fernland. Right-handed hitting shortstop, Lively guarding the line over at third. Orr shading up the middle. This one's grounded deep in the hole. It's short now, and Orr's going to make a diving stop to knock it down and have no play. So Fernland will have an infield hit. Two consecutive infield hits to start the game here by Lehman and Fernland. And here's Kyle Callahan, singled in five plate appearances last night, 1-5. And he steps in here with an RBI chance. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. First pitch of the bat here to Callahan is outside. One ball, no strikes. Tonight's game is brought to you by Susan Eastman, a Wells Fargo advisor. Susan reminds you, retirement is closer than you think. Her number one priority, helping clients and their families plan for a financial future in a way that best meets their goals. Wells Fargo believes in its community as well as your Colt 45s. Contact Susan Eastman, 530-243-7561 for a full complimentary review of your financial picture. This one is hit to the right side, and that's a single into right field. Coming in and picking it up is Murphy. Here's a long throw in. It's going to be cut off by Fabing, and it's 1-0 here as Lehman scores from second. Callahan with an RBI single here. His second hit of the series. Fernland all the way over to third. Runners at the corners now for Alex Aguirre. Aguirre, two triples and a single in five plate appearances last night. 3-5. Drove in a run and scored twice himself. A rare two-triple night for Aguirre. This one is popped up on the infield. Fabing behind first base in foul territory now will make the play. A pop out to number three, and then that's the first out of the inning. So Aguirre gets jammed on a fastball and a soft lineout, if we even want to call it a pop out. We'll bring up Jeremiah Burks, the right fielder. Burks played center field last night, had a triple and a single, 2 for 5, and scored once in that 7-3 Crabs victory. Gunter out of the stretch and delivers. This one is low and outside. Kerner has to come out of the crouch to knock it down. 1-0 now. Right-handed hitting Burks is in right field tonight after playing center last night. Aguirre moves from left to center as Jack McCarthy starts tonight. This is a little soft liner out into center, and that's going to get down in front of Latrell Harris, and that's going to be the second run of the ballgame. As Burks got jammed, but a little flare finds some grass out there in center as Harris was playing pretty deep, and understandably so, as Burks hit the ball well last night. So an RBI there makes it 2-0 as Fernland comes around to score. Stopping at second base is Callahan. So first and second with one down here in the bottom of the first. And that'll bring up Patrick Chung. Chung was 3 for 4 last night with 3 singles and an RBI as the coordinated profanity has begun here from the fans. 0-1. First pitch here is a called strike on the outside corner. Good fastball from Gunter. One had some two-seam movement against the lefty. Chung hit 9th last night, gets promoted to 6th tonight after a 3-hit night. One down, runners on 1st and 2nd. That's a little chopper to the right side, but foul. 0-2 here as the first base coach makes a nice bare hand grab over there for the Crabs. 2 runs home here for the home team in the bottom of the first. One out, runners on 1st and 2nd. A ground ball could end the inning here. Oren Perrin up the middle having the same thought. Looking for a ground ball. Here's a ground ball out to foul. That's foul easy. Just tipped it foul in front of Ben Kerner. Just to the left of home plate. So it's quick 0-2 now here. Pitcher's count 0-2. Gunter gets the sign from Kerner and comes set. He delivers. That ball is up high. Tried to get him to chase the fastball. It's 1-2. Chung, a left-handed hitter, did not drive in a run or score last night, or drove in 1 run, pardon me, in 4 plate appearances. Count is 1-2 now with Enwia waiting on deck. This one is outside for a ball. A changeup misses the outside. 2-2 now. And we are doing the catching tonight after Kyler Murphy did so last night. Went 2 for 3 with 2 RBI. And he gets the night off here tonight. Here's a 2-2 on the way now from Gunter. Little ground ball to the right side, foul down the first baseline. Still 2-2. Good battle here with 1 out, 2 on in the first. Next pitch to Chung will be number 6 of the at-bat. Two-two pitch here from Gunter, and it's a line drive into right field. That's over the head of Fabing and down the right field line. They're going to wave the runner in from second. Murphy tracks it down and gets it back into the cutoff man. That's going to be an RBI single for Chung. And it's 3-0 Crabs here. Burks all the way over to third on the single to the right side. Callahan scores. And Wea now will be the 7th man to bat here in the bottom of the first. 3-0 Crabs here. And Wea steps in. Right-handed hitting catcher. Getting his first start after sitting last night. In 22 games, he's batting 313 with 2 home runs. And 21 RBI as this one misses for ball 1-0. Gunter takes a long look into Kerner. Now he's ready. The 1-0. Outside corner for a strike. Good pitch there. 1-1 now. One ball, one strike, one out here with runners on the corners. To Anthony Enwia. And he swings and misses at a changeup down in the dirt. Way out in front that time. It's a ball and 2 strikes now. Jack McCarthy on deck. He will hit here barring a double play. And that's a called third strike, and Enwea is a second out of the inning. First strike out of the night for Gunter. We'll bring up Jack McCarthy. Always a good sign when the fans are on a first-name basis with the umpire. No comment there. So here's McCarthy. McCarthy hitting .213 with 10 RBI in 17 games, and he takes a strike 0-1. McCarthy and then Alejandro Lara, the first baseman, is the number 9 hitter here. 0-1 on the way here from Gunter, and it's popped up into center field and playable for Harris, who drifts over into left center and makes the play, scored a fly out to number 8. 3 runs on 5 hits for the home teams. We head to the top of the second. You're listening to KCNR 1460.
Hey, Linda, where do you think the best place in town is to get a sandwich?
Well, my favorite is the Best Little Sandwich Shop. I like the one on Eureka.
Well, you know, they've got 4 locations. They have Anderson, another place on Churn Creek in Redding, and, of course, Palisadro.
Remember the party we went to the other day? The food was catered by the Best Little Sandwich Shop, and it was amazing.
It was some of the best food I've had at any one of those types of events.
Just mention Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460. Get 10% off at the Best Little Sandwich Shop at any of the 4 locations.
Check out the menu at tbls.com. The Best Little Sandwich Shop.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
5-6-7 hitters due up in the top half of the second for your Redding Colt 45s. They trail 3-0. It'll be Jackson Murphy, Austin Lively, and Keaton Glover here. 5-6-7. Glover playing left field tonight. Murphy, the right fielder, leads off. He's 0-for-2 with 2 walks in this series, so he walked twice in 4 plate appearances last night. As Connor Lohr out of UC Davis starts him off with a pitch down below the knees, and he swings and misses 0-1. Murphy, the team leader in home runs with 8, and right near the top in RBI as well. Awaits an 0-1 here from Lohr, who delivers. And that's a slider that he lays off down to the dirt. 1-1. Tonight's game is brought to you by Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors. Retirement is closer than you think. Susan's number one priority, helping clients and their families plan for a financial future in a way that meets their goals. Contact Susan Eastman, 243-7561, for a full complimentary review of your financial picture. That's Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors. And Murphy swings and misses at a 1-1. Look like a slider there, 1-2 now. So right, left, right here, Murphy, Lively, Glover to start. Ben Kerner would be the fourth man to bat. Here's a 1-2 on the way, and Murphy swings and misses down on the dirt, and they're going to have to throw it down to first. 2-3 on the putout, and there's one out now. First strikeout of the game for Lohr. And here's Austin Lively, 1-for-4 last night with a single, and he scored a run. It's here with one out, nobody on. 45's had a walk and a hit in the first inning, but stranded both runners. First pitch on the way here to Lively. And he hits a chopper to the right side. The first baseman's going to take it himself, Lara. And that'll be 3 unassisted, and Lively is retired on one pitch. And that'll bring up Keaton Glover. Glover 0-for-4 last night. Pardon me, 1-for-4. He reached in the ninth. 3 ground outs for Keaton in a 1-for-4 night. 2 outs and nobody down here in the top of the second. in game two of our clash on the coast against the Humboldt Crabs, our lone road trip of the year. Just two more road games tonight and tomorrow. Eight more home games starting on Wednesday against the Reading Ringtails. Come out and see us at Tiger Field in Reading for a 7:15 first pitch against the Reading Ringtails. Just eight home games left on the season. Go to ReadingCold45s.com for more information. Here's a 1-0, and that ball is outside. Easy take there for Glover. Two balls, no strikes. Hitter's count 2-0, and he swings and misses at a pitch down and in. Two balls and a strike. Glover on the season in 11 contests is hitting .375 with two home runs, eight RBI. Two one on the way here from Lohr. And that one is inside for ball. 3-1 now. We're here at Arcata Ballpark, right up against the 101 freeway here. If you hit it hard enough to left field, you could put it out on the highway. Here's a 3-1, and that one is way outside, and Glover walks without much fanfare there, as that one was in the left-handed hitter's batter's box. Looked like he might have tried to add on with a fastball on 3-1. And Ben Kerner will bat with a base runner on first now, and two down. Ben has been swinging a good bat lately, 4-17. Two home runs, 14 RBI in just 16 contests. Had a three-hit game back on July 14th against the Fresno A's, including a home run in that game. His first pitch of the at-bat from Lohr. Swing and a miss on one down below the knees. No balls in a strike. Kerner and then Curtis Perrin here should the inning continue. Lohr out of the stretch takes a long look into his catcher and Wea. And the pitch is outside for ball. One ball, one strike. Catcher came up as if he was going to fire a snap throw down to first, but the ball didn't make it to his hand. Sliding back in without a throw is Glover over there at first, who runs well. One ball, one strike. The pitch to Kerner. Outside. Now that's a called strike. Somehow. 1-2. What you might call a plausible strike. I guess maybe if you're sitting at the right angle, it would look like that one was over the plate. 1-2 on the way here to Ben Kerner. Runner goes, and that ball is outside for ball with a slider. Stealing second base easily is Keaton Glover. So a runner in scoring position now. That throw was to the left field side of the bag, but it didn't make much difference as Glover stole it easily and charged that one to the pitcher. Fifth steal on the season now for Glover. And the 45 is looking to get on the board here now with a hit with two outs. Outfield playing pretty deep, especially in center field. 2-2. Swing and a miss, and he got him, and Kerner is down on strike. Second strike out for Lohr. 45s leave one man on. We head to the bottom of the second. 3-0 in Humboldt. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisandro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the second here as the Crabs take their second time up. It's going to be the 9-1 two hitters. Alejandro Lara will lead off, followed by Devin Lehman and Chase Fernland. Lara, making his first start on the series here. He came in as a defensive replacement at first base last night. Did not have an at-bat. In 14 games, he's hitting .234 with 8 RBI. Two doubles to go along with 9 singles in 47 at-bats. Micah Gunter gets the sign from Ben Kerner and fires a fastball just inside that time. One ball, no strikes. No runs and a hit for the 45s. No errors. 3 runs on 5 hits thus far for the Crabs. And the left side into left field for a single, and Lara reaches to lead off the second. Tonight's game brought to you by Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors. Susan reminds you retirement is closer than you think. Her number one priority is helping clients and their families plan for a financial future in a way that best meets their goals. Wells Fargo believes in its community as well as the Colt 45s. Contact Susan Eastman at 530-243-7561 for a full complimentary review of your financial picture. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. That's Wells Fargo Advisors. There's a fly ball to the left. This one's got some carry on it. Glover giving chase, and he's going to have it bounce fair and off the wall on a bounce right down the line into third base, sliding safely is Lara. And that's a double, second and third now with nobody out. As Lehman went the other way down the left field line, Glover was playing a little bit towards the gap for the left-handed hitter, as you would expect. That one off the end of the bat just found, could not have bounced more than a foot away from the line. So a break there for the Crabs. A single and a double to start here in the second. And that'll ring up Chase Fernland. Fernland singled and scored back in the first. The second run of that 3-run inning. Gunter takes a long look into Kerner here. And comes set. First pitch of the at-bat here to Fernland is to the backstop over his head. Didn't look like it was on purpose, but it wouldn't bother me if it was. Maybe you shouldn't dig those spikes in so deep. They're taking good swings here, and that's now 7 hits against Gunter, 6 singles and a double. So maybe you shake him up a bit. I got no problem with that at all. Didn't look like it was on purpose, but it's all good either way. That one's down low. 2 balls, no strikes. Evidently, they've opened up the beer taps early here tonight. 2 balls, no strikes now. Gunter comes set. Now he's ready. And this one is behind him again. And Fernland's walking out toward the mound a couple steps and said something to him. And now manager Greg Catteray is going to come out and talk to Gunter there. And there's the coordinated profanity once again from the fans here. Oh, there it is again. How classy. It's times like these, I regret that we only get to come to town once a year. It's really a shame, too, because the Crabs are a pretty good team, arguably the best team we'll play all year, and they deserve better than these fans. 3 balls and no strikes as the meeting on the mound is going to be broken up as Catteray returns back to the dugout. Runners on second and third and nobody out here. And Micah Gunter has a 3-0 count here on Fernland. Lara at third, Lehman at second, and we're ready for baseball here again. 3-0 pitch on the way, and that's a called strike on the inside corner. Fernland taken all the way. 3-1 now. Got some gold hats here in the audience. Some 45s fans making the trip over from Reading. Glad to see us travel a little well here. That ball has flown out to left center and hit well. Giving chase is Harris, and he's going to make the play in the left center field gap for the first out of the inning. Tagging are both runners. And scoring is Lara. Going over to third is Lehman. There's one down. Fernland, a sack fly to number 8 and an RBI. And it's 4-0 here. So Lehman over to third. Lara scores. And there's a runner on third with one out for Kyle Callahan. An RBI single his first time into right field. Gunter looks into Kerner. Now he's ready. The first pitch is on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Good pitch there on the black. So Lehman over at third, following the sack fly, and Callahan with one out can drive and run without a hit here. Strikeout situation for Gunter. He's got a one so far through 1 1/3. That ball is down to the dirt. 1-1. Two up for the 45s in the top of the third. It's going to be Perrin, Harris, or 9-1-2. 1-1 here on Callahan. That ball is up and away, a high fastball that he does not offer. 2-2. Shadows making their way across the infield here. We're just past 7:30 in the bottom of the second. Crabs have jumped out to a 4-0 lead here. In game two of this clash on the coast, as that one is a fastball in the outside corner. 2-2, and at least it's good to see that the extremely wide strike zone cuts both ways tonight. Almost comical last night. 2-2 here on Callahan. Gunter delivers, swing and a miss. He got him with the slider. And a nice strikeout there for the second out of the inning. With a man on third and two outs, a clutch slider there as he swung right through it. And Callahan is 1-2 now. Here's Alex Aguiar. He popped out to first base his first time as Gunter jammed him with a fastball in on the hands. And he hit it meekly over to Fabing at first. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat. Just a bit low, looked like a changeup. 1-0. 3 hits and 5 at-bats for Aguiar last night. In the 5-hole, he's the cleanup hitter tonight. Ryan Myers has the night off after playing first base last night. This ball is hit hard to left, but foul over towards the home bullpen down the left field line. 1-1 now. Reminder, just 8 home games left for the Reading Cool 45s. Come see us on Wednesday against the Reading Ringtails. Then we start a series next weekend. One of our last actual series. It's going to be a 4-game set against the Humboldt B-52s. Thursday through Sunday, the 27th through the 30th. Go to ReadingCool45s.com for entire schedule. 2-2 as this one misses from Gunter. Now he delivers a 2-1 pitch, and it's up the middle for a single, and that's going to be the first hit of the night for Aguiar, and that's going to drive in Lehman. 5-0 now here in the second. And here's Jeremiah Burks, RBI single his first time. The runner on first with 2 down here in the second now, and Burks. Righty versus righty here in the bottom of the second. Runner goes from first, and the pitch is down in the dirt. Kerner unable to come up with it cleanly, and no throw down to second. Stolen base for Aguiar. They were anticipating a breaking ball there on the first pitch that aggressively took second, and a good pitch to steal on. No chance for Kerner. Ball was a bit low, 1-0 now here on Burks. This ball is out into left center field. This is going to hang up long enough. No, it's going to get down for a hit. In front of Glover out there in left, scoring from second now is Aguiar, and that's the second RBI single in as many innings for Burks. And it's 6-0 here. So the stolen base immediately gets cashed in by Burks, who's now 2-for-2 with two RBI. And here's Patrick Chung. He singled his last time back in the first. Gunter takes a look in. Now he's ready. First pitch. No, he's going to throw over to first to check on Burks, and he's diving back in head first safely. As I mentioned, Chung 1-for-1 tonight. Coming in 20 contests, he was at 282. This one is hit hard to the right side, but Fabing's going to trap it and take it to first himself, three unassisted. Three runs for the Crabs. It's now 6-0 as we head to the top of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Mark, you know what I've been craving lately? Chinese food.
Abby, I have the perfect solution. Sailing Boat Restaurant has partnered with Haven Humane Society for this month's second Tuesday dining restaurant.
Wow, so I can get my Chinese food fix and help out animals in need at the same time? Sailing Boat Restaurant always satisfies my cravings with their amazing food.
Please join us Tuesday, August 8th at Sailing Boat Restaurant from 5 to 9 p.m. They have graciously donated a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane reach their goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Curtis Perrin set to lead things off here for the Colt 45s in the top of the third. They trail 6-0. Perrin at 313 on the year. But that doesn't tell you the whole story. In 12 games, he's also drawn 18 walks. He's on basing at 558. Last night, 0-for-2 with a walk in the loss to the Crabs. Connor Lohr, the starter, making his fourth start here for Humboldt in 18 innings coming into tonight. He's got an ERA of 1.50. So just three earned runs thus far through 18 innings. He's thrown two scoreless tonight while striking out two and walking just two. And it'll be Perrin, Harris, and Orr here. 9-1-2 for the visiting Reading Colt 45s. First pitch of the mat to Perrin is well outside for ball 1-0. Tonight's game is brought to you by Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors. Susan reminds you retirement is closer than you think. Susan's number one priority, helping clients and their families plan for a financial future in a way that best meets their goals. Contact Susan Eastman, 530-243-7561, for a full complimentary review of your financial picture. That's Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. This one is low and away to Perrin, and it's two balls and no strikes. Lohr kicks and fires, 2-0 pitch on the way, and Perrin watches it there, and an easy take again, 3-0. And Lohr has come out here in the third inning and still trying to find the range. He's walked two and given up one hit thus far. 3-0 pitch is down in the dirt, and Perrin walks on four pitches. So for Perrin, now his team leading 19th walk on the year. And Latrell Harris will bat now. Three steals on the season for Perrin, so would not be a surprise to see him go. He has not been caught, 3-for-3 thus far. First pitch to Harris is on the outside corner with a fastball, 0-1. Third baseman playing in even with the bags. Shortstop playing in perhaps a step or two with the speedy Harris, who chopped out to the pitcher his first time on a nice play by Lohr, leaping off the mound to prevent the infield hit. Here's an 0-1 pitch. outside for ball. One ball, one strike. Perhaps a bit low as well. Shadows making their way across the infield from the first base side into left field. We will be under the lights here before too long. 1-1 on the way here to Harris. Swing and a miss on a pitch on the outside half. One ball, two strikes. Slight breeze blown from right to left here. 45's looking to get back into this one with a good inning here. And a 1-2 pitch to Harris is outside for ball. Snap throw down to first. Perrin slides back in safely under the tag of Lara. Two balls, two strikes now. I'll say this about Anthony and Wea, the catcher, not afraid to come up out of the crouched firing. He's done so a couple times here already through the first two and change. 2-2 count to Harris. The pitch. Little chopper foul behind the catcher. And that one might have gone straight down and caught Lara right where you least want to get hit if you're a gentleman. And he is on the ground writhing in pain. And every man in the audience in sympathy right now for Anthony and Wea. Who caught one in the groin, unfortunately. Count will still be 2-2 as the trainer is out there now. Well, if we're going to be down 6-0, we might as well start taking chunks out of these guys. And the crowd gives him a nice hand there as he's going to come to his feet. He's got a smile on his face. It'll feel good when it quits hurting, probably. He's a gamer. Catchers are made a little different. He's going to stay in there. It's mustache night here at Arcata Ballpark. And Enwea looks like he's in on the act here. First time we've seen him with his helmet off there. He's got a 1970s style Burt Reynolds mustache going on. Here's a 2-2, and it's hit hard to the left side. The third baseman snags it down to second, and that's all they're going to get. 5-4 on the putout. Nice play over there at the hot corner by Kyle Callahan as that smash caught him on the short hop, and he knocked it down. And a 5-4 fielder's choice as Harris will replace Perrin over at first now. And Devin Orr bats with one out and one on. Lohr takes a look. Now he's ready. Harris goes. Throw down to second base, and he is going to steal it easily. That ball goes into center field, and he's going to head over to third and slide in there safely. So Latrell Harris making things happen here with a stolen base and takes third on the error. Not sure who they want to charge that to, whether that's the catcher or the infielder. We'll get you that as it becomes available. So runner on third with one out, and Orr now with an RBI chance here on an 0-1 count. Swing and a miss on one on the outside corner. Looked like a changeup. 0-2 now. Orr at 349 coming in. He walked his first time. 0-2 count here. And that's a little chopper foul back to the backstop. Just got a piece of it there. Looked like a two-seamer running away from him. Still 0-2 here. Fabing on deck. He singled his first time. The lone hit of the ballgame for the 45s here. Harris at third with one out as Orr is trying to put it in play. Infield is back except for the third baseman, so they'll give up a run for an out here. That's a hard hit ground ball to the right side. Scoring on the play is Harris, and Orr has an RBI ground out 4-3 on the put out. It's 6-1 as Redding, on a walk, a fielder's choice, and a ground out, has scored without a hit here in the third. There's two outs and nobody on for Connor Fabing. Fabing singled his first time before being stranded in the first. Three-run homer last night, is third on the season. Now third on the team in that category. Leads the team in RBI with 26 in 26 contests. Jackson Murphy with 25, second on the team. That one is outside for a ball, but called a strike because that's how we do things here in Arcata. 0-1. Lower winds and delivers. The ball is hit to the right side. Second baseman is up with it. Chung throws on to first, and that'll end the inning. One run for the 45s on an RBI by Devin Orr. It's 6-1 heading to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Cole 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia for the highest-ranked large car, compact car, small SUV, midsize SUV, and multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
That's Kia Cadenza, Forte, Niro, Sorento, and Soul.
Kia has received more J.D. Power initial quality awards than any other brand. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Redding Kia, featuring complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle sold and the best warranty in the USA.
Head into Redding Kia today and get ready to save a lot of money on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup. There's no better time than right now to take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
Take a look around the next time you pull into a parking lot or community event like the Redding Kia-sponsored Mosquito Serenade. You'll see Kias everywhere. It's Redding Kia's commitment to customer service and our community that's the Redding Kia difference.
Redding Kia. See the brand new dealership at 418 East Cypress Avenue. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the new YouTube channel.
RedingKia.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I wanted to say thank you to our amazing community for welcoming the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard to Reading Rodeo Week 2017. I especially want to thank these individuals for their support. Crown Motors, Holiday Harbor, Smoke and Joe's, Dill's Deli, Vince Stevenson, Stevenson Firearm and Ammo, Ted Leidy, Northern Firearm Instruction, Sergeant Casey Day, Anderson Police Department, Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, and I especially want to thank Gordon and Debbie Bach. And until next year, as always, remember, everyone deployed, Semper Fi.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's going to be the 7-8-9 hitters here on the bottom of the third for the Humboldt Crabs. 6-1 Humboldt. Anthony Anwia, Jack McCarthy, Alejandro Lara do up here. First pitch is tapped foul off the end of the bat. 0-1. Anwia struck out looking his first time over 1. Micah Gunter looking to find a groove here. Looking up at a 5-run deficit here. Still a lot of baseball to play. Game 2 of this 3-game set. We'll do it again tomorrow here at 12:30 for the getaway game. One ball, one strike now, and that's a slider that somehow doesn't get called a strike. I'm just going to call him as he calls him, not like I see him. That's a ball, 2-1 now. On a slider that was right at the belt. 2-1 now from Gunter. And that's a swing and a miss. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Look like a two-seam fastball on the outside. Nice pitch to even the count. Two-two on the way now, and it's hit hard to the left side and into the six hole between Lively and Orr at short. And leadoff man on here for the third consecutive inning with a single. It's Anthony Anwia now. Here's Jack McCarthy. McCarthy flew out to center his first time for the final out of the first inning. 0-for-1. Outfield playing straight away. Infield playing McCarthy to pull. Big hole on the right side with Fabing holding the runner on over at first there. First pitch is swing and a miss. Fastball up high, went right by him. No balls and a strike now. Gunter takes a look over at the runner at first. Now he comes set. This one is on the outside corner, called strike two. Couple good pitches there from Gunter. And he's way out in front. On McCarthy. Long look over at first. Now he delivers. And that one is down in the dirt. And it kicks past Kerner to the backstop. Heading over to second there is Anwia. So that'll probably be a pass ball there. And a runner on second now with nobody out. Tonight's game is brought to you by Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors. Retirement is closer than you think. Susan's number one priority, helping clients and their families plan for a financial future in a way that best meets their goals. Wells Fargo believes in its community as well as the Reading Colt 45s. Contact Susan Eastman, 530-243-7561, for a full complimentary review of your financial picture. That's Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. Change up down in the dirt here from Gunter, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes now. McCarthy steps out, now he digs back in. Gunter ready with a 2-2. Takes a look at the runner at second and fires. That ball is popped up to the right side. Fabian giving chase. Is he going to run out of room over there? Yes, he is. It's going to hit off the top of the snack bar about 10 feet into foul territory. Down the right field line here. Nice barbecue area down the right field line. Is picnic tables and whatnot. For the Crabs, they make pretty good use of limited space here down the foul lines. Still 2-2 here. Gunter looking to put away McCarthy. And now we've got time called at the plate. McCarthy steps back in. We're ready for a 2-2. And there's a line drive to the right side, foul down the first baseline. A slider that he inside outed just out of the reach of Fabian, who nearly speared that one. But it's going to be another 2-2 pitch forthcoming. Next pitch for Gunter will be number 56 here on the night. 45's got a run back in the top of the third. They trail 6-1 here. 2-2 and a bit inside as the count goes full now. And McCarthy will see his eighth pitch in this at-bat now. Good battle here with the runner on second and nobody out. Turner puts down the sign. Gunter ready with a payoff pitch here. That ball is flown out to center field in the right center field gap, giving chase as Harris. He is going to get there on a diving catch. What a play by Latrell Harris. Makes the play in right center, tagging to heading to third is Enwea, and the fans here applauding the effort on a great sliding catch there by Latrell Harris. Score to fly out to number 8 and put an exclamation point next to that one. Here's Alejandro Lara. Led off the second with a single and scored the fourth run of the ball game. So runner on third and one down now for Lara. And an RBI chance here for the first baseman. Not often you see the first baseman as the number 9 hitter here. Last night's first baseman, Myers, the cleanup hitter, is not in the lineup here tonight. Fastball up and in. 1 ball, no strikes. Infield has been brought in here with one out and runner on third now. And that's on the inside corner with the fastball. 1 ball, 1 strike. One pitch on the way here from Gunter. That ball is popped up into shallow right. Perrin was playing in, and nobody's going to get there. This one's going to drop in between he and Murphy. Scoring from third is Enwea, and it's 7-1 now. Looked like he hit that one with a newspaper, but it's a line drive in the box score tomorrow as Lara hits it where they ain't for an RBI. He's now 2-for-2 with a run batted in. And that's going to bring up the top of the lineup in Lehman. He's singled and doubled thus far. 2-for-2, scored both times. 11th hit of the ball game for Humboldt. That single by Lara. And with one out runner on first, here's Lehman. 0-for-4 with a walk last night. Already 2 hits here tonight. And he watches one down in the dirt. 1 ball, no strikes. Count is 1-0 here. It's a little chopper up the middle. Perrin's going to take it, tag second, and throw it to first. And it's going to be into the dugout there. Now it's going to be off the fence, so the runner will not advance. That'll be a fielder's choice and an error. That'll be Lehman over at first as Lara is erased for the second out of the inning. So four unassisted on the fielder's choice and then an E4. And Fernland will bat here. Had a sac fly as last time after singling in the first. One for one with an RBI thus far. Two outs now and a runner on first. And this one is fouled off of Ben Kerner there. Don't know if that got him on the arm or the shoulder. But the umpire going to throw a new baseball out to Micah Gunter and brush the plate off. The Brotherhood of the Mask showing some solidarity there. So Kerner will rub some dirt on it and get ready for an 0-1 pitch. Delivery, and it's just a bit outside. One ball, one strike. A couple pitches behind Fernland, the last at bat, and he took exception to the second one. But an uneventful at bat thus far here, a ball and a strike. One on the way. A slider is chopped to the left side. Lively takes another big hop, and a strong throw over to first, 5-3 on the putout, and that'll end the inning. One run home for the Crabs. It's 7-1 Humboldt. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's the 10-year anniversary of the Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. With new behaviors, new information, and some new animals, this year's show will thrill, captivate, and inspire you. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Reading Bank of Commerce. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay, starting Saturday, May 27th. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is an it wonderful.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
4-5-6 hitters due up in the top of the fourth here for Redding as they trail 7-1. It'll be Wilson Kessel, Jackson Murphy, and Austin Lively here in the top of the fourth. 45's got a run in the top of the third on an RBI ground out by Devin Orr. This one is a ball 1-0. Lara delivers the 1-0 pitch here to Kessel, and it's hit high and deep to right center field. That ball's going. He's looks up, and it is off the wall. Kessel's coming into second for a double, and he's going to slide in safely. A leadoff double off the bat of Wilson Kessel. 1-for-2 now, and a man in scoring position here with nobody out. 45's in business here. Nice at-bat there as he just about put that one out of here to the opposite field, did Kessel. Took a fastball on the outside half and drove it. Just missed a home run by a matter of feet there. Jackson Murphy now steps in. Runner on second and nobody out. Murphy down on strikes his first time, 0-for-1. I'm being told that there is a YouTube video uplink available. You can watch this game live. It's on about a 30-second delay. As Murphy swings and misses on a pitch under the hands there, 0-1. So if you are good with the Google, just look for the Humboldt Crabs live streaming gamecast. It's probably prominently featured on their YouTube channel. This one down in the dirt. One ball, one strike now. Murphy, 2 walks last night in 4 plate appearances. Looking for his first RBI of the series here. All three, other than the single one by Devin Orr tonight, have come off the bat of Connor Fibbing last night in the 7-3 loss. 1-1 pitch and a slider low and away. Good take there. 2 balls and a strike. Murphy and then Lively. Keaton Glover would be the fourth man to bat. Outfield playing very deep for Murphy, especially in left and center. Center fielder just a few steps in front of the warning track as Murphy watches the fastball in the outside corner. 2-2 now. Tonight's game brought to you by Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors. Susan reminds you retirement is closer than you think. Her number one priority, helping clients and their families plan for a future in a way that best meets their goals. Contact Susan Eastman, 243-7561, for a full complimentary review of your financial picture. That's Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. This one misses outside with a fastball off the plate. It's a full count now. Doesn't have to give in here with first base open. So he can choose whether he wants to challenge here or just go after Lively. And he's going to step off there as Kessel dancing around out at second. Third baseman way over toward the line and the shortstop behind Kessel. So a big hole on the left side for Murphy there. Now the shortstop retreats back, and this one is down low, and he walked him. Nice at bat there by Murphy, his third walk of the series now, as he reaches base for the first time tonight. Runners on first and second now for Lively. Austin grounded out to first base. 3 unassisted his first time, back in the second. 1 run on 2 hits for the 45, 7 runs on 11 hits and 1 error. For the Humboldt Crabs. And Connor Lohr has put the first 2 men on here in the 4th for Lively, who grounds it to the right side. That's going to get into right field as Murphy had to stop and do the limbo underneath it to avoid getting hit with the ball. And everybody's going to move up 90 feet. Nice piece of hitting there by Lively. So the bases are loaded now. 3rd hit of the game for the 45s. Second this inning, and a double.
Yes.
A walk and a single have loaded the bases for Keaton Glover. Glover had a grand slam earlier in the year, has 2 home runs and 8 RBI on the season. And in a great spot here, corner infielders have been brought in, even on the grass. Middle infielders playing for double play, so they'll trade 2 outs for a run here. But Glover, who runs well, has plenty of spots to shoot at out on that infield. Watches a slider outside. 1 ball, no strikes. One oh count here to Glover. Lower delivers. A slider finds the inside corner there. Sharp break on that one makes it 1-1. One ball, one strike here to Keaton Glover. Looking for something he can step into. Here's a delivery, and that's a little chopper to left side. The third baseman, Callahan's going to come home with it, and that's the only play he's got. So they'll get the force at home for the first out of the inning. Kessel is erased. Murphy to third, Lively to second, and Glover will reach on the fielder's choice, 5-2. And base is still loaded here with 1 out now for Ben Kerner. Kerner down on strike, swinging his first time in the second. Kerner, 14 RBI in 16 contests coming in. And he's got a great opportunity here. With the bases loaded and 1 out. Good speed out there at second and first. With Lively and Glover. Murph, no slouch himself over there at third. As the first pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. Lohr trying to pitch out of trouble here after loading the bases with nobody out. Induced a ground out to prevent a run from scoring, but still in hot water as Kerner, not sure if that was a called strike or a check swing, but nonetheless, it's going to be 1-1 now. One ball, one strike, and one out. Corner infielder still in. Paid off last time as the third baseman Callahan was able to get the force at home. 1-1 on the way here from Lohr. Swing and a miss on a slider low and away. And it's 1-2. A good hook there by Lohr as he took a little off of it velocity-wise. And a lot of movement. Gets the swing through, pardon me. 1-2 now. Lohr gets the sign, ready with a 1-2 pitch to Kerner. This ball is hit into left field. This is going to hang up. Tagging at third is Murphy. Here comes the throw from McCarthy, and Murphy will score the second run of the ball game. RBI, a sack fly for Ben Kerner, scored a fly out to number 7. And an RBI, and Murphy scores. Lively is going to have to stay put at second, so runners at first and second with two down. Now it's 7-2. Second consecutive inning here with a run scored by the 45s is the second time through the lineup. They have now touched up Connor Lohr for two runs. He had allowed just three earned runs in 18 innings all season long up to this point. And here's Curtis Perrin with two outs and runners on first and second. This one is way outside for ball 1-0. Perrin drew a walk to lead off the top of the third. It was a race on a force out, but Latrell Harris would eventually score. First run of the ballgame for Redding. Two runs on three hits now for the 45s. Two of them this inning. Here's a 1-0 pitch now to Perrin. And he watches on the inside corner. One ball, one strike. Good crowd here tonight for Saturday Night Baseball. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us here on KCNR 1460 for our lone road trip of the season here over on the coast. 1-1 hour to Perrin, and he's going to check his swing. No, they're going to say he did go. One ball, two strikes there. So Perrin will shorten up here with a pitcher's count 1-2. Lively at second, Glover at first. With two down. Lohr gets the sign. The 1-2 pitch. A little chopper foul back to the screen. We'll line up and do it again here. A double, a walk, a single, a fielder's choice, and a sac fly RBI by Ben Kerner to left. As Perrin now the sixth man to bat in the inning. Trying to keep things moving. And get it back to Latrell Harris. Who waits on deck. 1-2 pitch. Runner goes from second, throw down to third, and he is out at third base. Lively is caught stealing, and that'll end the inning. So two men left on, one run scores for Redding as we head to the bottom of the fourth, 7-2 Humboldt. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Redding community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Redding Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Here's some energy savings tips from REU, Redding's electric utility. Air conditioning is a significant part of your electricity cost in the summer. Setting your thermostat to 78 degrees maintains good balance between comfort and energy use. But did you know you can save up to 10% on your cooling costs for every 2 degrees you raise your thermostat? For more energy saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Hi, my name is Justin with Vivid Details. Auto detailing should be a part of your maintenance, not just a luxury. Here at Vivid Details, we make your car feel and look like new. We specialize in paint correction, headlight restoration, scratch removal, carpet and upholstery shampooing, and much, much more. We give your car that new car shine every time. Remember, not all detailers have experience, equipment, or training to make your vehicle look and smell like new, but we do. We are fully licensed and insured, so give us a call today at 530-604-7380 or come visit our new shop located at 30 Hilltop Drive.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fourth here, 7-2 Humboldt as the Crabs get ready to take their at-bats in the home half. Callahan, Aguiar, and Burks, 3-4-5 hitters here against Gunter. Grabs have 11 hits thus far to the 45s 3, a 7-2 ball game. A lot of offense here. The 45s have scored in the third and the fourth. This one is outside to Callahan, 1-0. A single and a strikeout. He's 1-for-2 thus far tonight. Callahan steps out. Now Gunter's ready with a 1-0. This one is fouled out of play. A quick 0-2 now. Get you some scores from around the league. Royals over the White Sox 7-2. A's fall to the Mets 6-5. Indians over the Blue Jays 2-1. Twins over the Tigers 6-5. Rangers over the Rays 4-3. And gosh, everybody's playing a one-run game today. Brewers over the Phillies 9-8. Giants over the Padres in 12, 5-4 tonight as Osich gets the win for the Giants. Cubs beat the Cardinals 3-2. That's a called strike there, 2-1. A couple other games still in action here. On a full Saturday for baseball, certainly for us here over on the coast, that one's a called strike on the outside corner, 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Callahan looks like he's exasperated with that call. He'll step out and take a walk. It's 2-2. Two-two pitch, and that one is down low at his back foot. 3 balls and 2 strikes now. Callahan, Aguiar, Burks here in the fourth. Count is 3-2 here. Payoff pitch on the way from Gunter. That's a line drive out to second base. Perrin snags it on a short hop. 4-3 on the putout. Nice play there by Curtis. And there's one down for Aguiar. A pop out and a single thus far for the center fielder. Tonight's game is brought to you by Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors. Susan reminds you retirement is closer than you think. Her number one priority, helping clients and their families plan for a financial future in a way that best meets their goals. Wells Fargo believes in its community as well as the Reading Cold 45s. Please contact Susan, 243-7561, for a full complimentary review of your financial picture. A little soft grounder to the left side. Lively comes in. Makes a nice play and a quality throw. 5-3 on the putout, and there's 2 down now as Aguiar retired on one pitch. He's now 1-for-3. Here's Jeremiah Burks. A couple singles for Jeremiah thus far, 2-for-2. As Gunter's settled in a little bit here in the fourth, has retired the first two hitters on ground outs, although Callahan did hit the ball pretty hard. Nice play there by Perrin. This ball is hit high and deep to left. Looking up is Glover. That ball is going to be off the wall and drop into the track and left. Burks is going to have a double as that one was out over the 343 sign. Two singles and a double now for Burks in the number 5 spot. He's been a thorn in their side all night. And the first base run of the inning on second now for Chung. Single and a ground out for Patrick Chung, 1-for-2. The second baseman went 3-for-4 last night with 3 singles and an RBI. He's 1-for-2 so far tonight with a single and a run batted in. Back into first. 2 outs and a runner on second. Gunter fires, and that's a fastball in the outside corner. 0-1. No balls and a strike here to Chung. Gunter gets the sign from Kerner, checks the runner at second, and throws a ground ball out to first base, and Fabing's going to take it himself 3 and assisted. One man left, no runs for the Crabs in the fourth as we head to the top of the fifth, still 7-2 Humboldt. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
45's won the fourth inning, 1-0. They've chipped into this lead. It's 7-2 as they take their at-bats here in the top of the fifth. Due up, it's going to be the 9-1-2 hitters, Curtis Perrin, Latrell Harris, and Devin Orr. Perrin led off the third with a walk, was raced on a fielder's choice as Harris grounded out to third base. But Harris would eventually steal second and come around on an RBI ground out by Devin Orr for the first run of the ball game. 45 sent five men to the plate last inning and ended up with a sac fly RBI by Ben Kerner for their second run. So Perrin will take his second at bat here after walking his first time up. Leads the team in that category. Now with 19 walks in just 13 games, and he takes a called strike here 0-1. And believe me, this series, it's an accomplishment to get a walk. No balls in a strike here. Lohr still on the mound as Perrin hits a ground ball to the right side. Foul, 0-2 now. Two runs on three hits for the 45, seven runs on 12 hits, and an error for the Crabs here in the top of the fifth. Quick 0-2 here on Perrin. Lohr gets the sign. Now he kicks and fires. That ball is lined out into left field. That's going to hang up just long enough for McCarthy to make the running catch coming in. Scored a line out to number 7. And some rotten luck there for the 45s. There's one out here. Not a bad piece of hitting there by Perrin. Took a tough pitcher's pitch on 0-2 and put it out to left. But McCarthy right on it. And here's Harris. Grounded out in the first, reached on a fielder's choice, stole a base, took third on an errant throw, and scored on a ground out. And he grounds one up the middle to second base, 4-3 on the putout, and Harris is out on one pitch. And there's a quick two down here. Tonight's game is brought to you by Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors. Retirement is closer than you think. Susan's number one priority, helping clients and their families plan for a financial future in a way that best meets their goals. Wells Fargo believes in its community, as well as the Reading Colt 45s. Contact Susan Eastman at 530-243-7561 for a full complimentary review of your financial picture. That's Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors. Proud sponsors here, Colt 45s. Devin Orr steps in now and watches a fastball low and away, 1-0. A few more yellow hats in the stands here tonight. Got some 45s fans in attendance. This is a called strike, 1-1. Got Mr. and Mrs. Jackson Murphy sitting to my right here at the road game, representing the black and gold. We've all got our jackets on here in Arcata. That's a called strike there to Orr, 1-2 now. Two outs and nobody on, and a 1-2 count on Devin Orr. He's walked and grounded out and driven in a run. And he grounds this one foul into the visiting dugout. Down the right field line, we'll line up and do it again, 1-2. Lohr gets the sign from Inouye. Now he's ready with a 1-2. That ball is off the end of the bat and foul. Out of the stadium, down the third baseline, out onto the street. This ballpark just nestled right up against the freeway on 101. And right up against F Street here in Arcata, right next to downtown Arcata. Here in beautiful Humboldt County. 1-2 pitch on the way here to Orr. And that ball is low and away. Change up down in the dirt. 2-2 now. I mentioned just three earned runs allowed in 18 innings this season by Lohr. He's already given up two here tonight for the 45s. 2-2 pitch is a swing and a foul tip back to the backstop. We'll line up and do it again. Officially, for Lohr, two runs given up, one of them has been earned. Four walks against just two strikeouts. So the 45s have taken good at-bats, worked four walks, and have put together a couple RBIs without a hit. Here's another 2-2 to Orr, and a ground ball to the right side. This is going to get into right field. No, the second baseman snags it. Long throw, but Orr is going to beat that one out with his great speed. Call it an infield single. Beautiful effort there by Chung. It didn't even look like he was going to be able to get there, but he snagged it. But Orr, who runs very well, beats that one out easily as he had to get back up to his feet to be able to muster the throw from shallow right field. And a two-out base runner now for Fabing. Fabing, one for two. He has singled and grounded out. A three-run homer last night for the entirety of the 45s. Runs in the 7-3 loss. And he steps in here against Lohr, lefty against righty. Fabing hits it hard down the right field line. That's a fair ball. Fair ball into the corner and right. Rounding second, heading to third is Devin Orr, and they're going to put down the stop sign for him there as Fabing is going to stay at first. The throw came into second, and runners at the corners here as Fabing smashes one past the first baseman down the line. It's going to end up being a single, but Orr over at third, runners at the corners now with two down for Wilson Kessel. Kessel doubled off the wall and right his last time. Just missed his third home run of the season. That was back in the fourth. He was eventually forced out on a fielder's choice before Jackson Murphy scored the 45's lone run in the fourth. Murph waits on deck here with two outs and runner on third, hoping to get an opportunity. There's a line drive out to second base, and it's going to be snagged by Chung. And the threat ends there. Two men left on as a line out to number four is the third out. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Still 7-2 Humboldt. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball. KCNR 1460.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Brittany.
And I'm Julie, and we own Guild Beauty Bar, located in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
We specialize in creatively shaping eyebrows that uniquely fit every one of our clients.
And we also offer all facial and body waxing services, makeup by my partner, Brittany Bear,
extreme eyelash extensions by my partner, Julie, PCA peels, and our newest addition, microblading.
We welcome all men, women, and teenagers to come in and enjoy a personalized service.
We will always accommodate you accordingly, and our biggest attribution to our small business is to make sure every client walks out feeling loved.
So please, book now at GuildBeautyBar.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Micah Gunter just tossed a scoreless bottom of the fourth, and he'll start the fifth here. It's 7-2 Humboldt. Two runs on five hits for the 45, seven runs on 12 hits and an error for the Crabs. And it's going to be the bottom of the lineup here for the Crabs. 7-8-9 hitters, and Wea, McCarthy, and Lara, as the first pitch is called, strike on the outside corner, 0-1. And Wea has struck out and singled and scored back in the third, one for two. A one on the way here from Gunter, and it's fouled back out of play quickly, 0-2. Tonight's game is brought to you by Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors. Susan reminds you retirement is closer than you think. Her number one priority is helping clients and their families plan for a financial future in a way that best meets their goals. Contact Susan Eastman, 530-243-7561, for a full complimentary review of your financial picture. And a swing and a miss there, and Wea is down on strikes, a slider on the inside corner on 0-2, and that's the second strikeout of the game for Gunter. Pardon me, third strikeout of the game for Hunter. And that'll bring up McCarthy. McCarthy flew out to center twice The last time in the third on a great sliding catch by Latrell Harris out in center. And Latrell is a lot of fun to watch out there in center. He covers a lot of ground. We've seen him make a handful of great catches in limited action this year. First pitch down and in for a ball to McCarthy, 1-0. So he's 0-2 so far tonight. Gunter fires. This one's grounded out to short. Orr has it eat him up as that one took a wicked hop. And they're probably going to give him an E6 there, but that's a pretty brutal error to get. Is that one had about three true hops and an awful one. And McCarthy will reach here. Here's Alejandro Lara, singled each of his first two times, scored in the second, drove in a run in the third. 2-2. Gunter out of the stretch with a runner on first. Fastball in the inside corner, 0-1. And they are going to give McCarthy a single there, so no error on the play. That's just an awful hop and a break for the Crabs. A one-out base runner here, and Lara takes a strike. Snap throw down to first by Kerner. Diving back in is McCarthy head first, and he's safe. So a good two-pitch sequence here by Gunter, and it's quickly 0-2 here on Lara. Devin Lehman, the leadoff hitter, on deck. He's 2-3, though he did ground into a fielder's choice his last time. And a snap throw over to first by Gunter. Diving back in is McCarthy. One out, runner on first here. The number 9 hitter, Alejandro Lara, the first baseman tonight after coming in as a defensive replacement last night. And a pitch down and around the shoe tops, looked like a slider, and he wisely lays off 1-2. Pitcher's pitch there by Gunter. Does not induce the swing. Gunter takes a long look into Kerner. Now he checks the runner at first. Here's the 1-2. No, he's going to throw over to first. And sliding in safely is McCarthy. One on, one out here, and a 1-2 count for Gunter, trying to put Lara away here for the first time tonight. He's 2-2. Yeah, pitch is a changeup down low, and he doesn't offer there. And from 0-2, it's back to 2-2 now. A reminder, tomorrow we'll have the getaway game here, 12:30 matinee game on Sunday for Game 3 of this series with the Crabs. Our clash on the coast. Two balls and two strikes here. Gunter delivers. Runner goes. This ball is hit high and deep to left field. Going back is Glover. Looking up, it's going to be off the wall, and it's going to kick into left center field. Scoring all the way from first is going to be McCarthy without a throw, and that's an RBI double by Lara. Some Boston Red Sox monster action out there as that one bounced off the wall. And if you're a Giants fan and you've seen any number of games in AT&T Park, sometimes you'll see a fly ball go off to right field wall and kick back into center. If you're really a hardcore baseball fan, you'll remember 10 years ago Ichiro Suzuki doing just that in the All-Star game for an inside-the-park home run. So a very similar play here as Lara puts it off the wall in left center, just to the right of that 343 sign, and it's now 8-2 as they've scored in the bottom of the fourth. Bottom of the fifth, pardon me, as that one is up high for a ball here to Lehman, one ball, no strikes. One out, a runner on second after the RBI double by Lara, who's now 3-3 in the 9-hole. 1-0 pitch here to Lehman is hit high and deep to right center field. Murphy going back. Looks like he's going to have room just on the track. He's going to make the play. And the runner will tag and head to third, so Murphy makes the play out on the warning track. And Lehman is retired, scored a fly out to number 9. He's now 2-4 on the night. And it'll be up to Chase Fernland here with a runner on third and two outs. 8-2 humbled here in the fifth. Due up for the 45s in their half. It's going to be Murphy, Lively, Glover, 5-6-7 for your visiting Colt 45s. 45s are 22-10 on the season, looking to get back in the win column. They've won 14 of their last 17 games, dating back to last month and the last time we saw these Crabs. First pitch of the at-bat here to Fernland is up high with a fastball, 1-0. Fernland 1-for-2 with a sack fly. Singled and scored in the first. Drove in a run with a sack fly in the second. 1-0 pitch. A swing and a miss. No, a foul ball off the end of the bat there. It's one ball, one strike here. Kerner came up out of the crouch like he thought it was a passed ball. The runner on third, Lara, had no such thoughts. As he stayed put there, one ball, one strike. Gunter takes a long look into Kerner. Now he's ready with a 1-1. That ball is hit very high into left center field. Moving over is Harris into the gap, and he's going to make the play on the can of corn. Scored a fly out to number 8, and that'll end the inning. One more run for Humble makes it 8-2. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop that did the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated. Because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Redding weather is heating up again, and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned, with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
8-2 Humboldt here as we start the top of the sixth. Jackson Murphy is going to lead off here in the top of the sixth. It'll be Murphy, Lively, Glover, 5-6-7 for the Redding Colt 45s. Murphy has walked in 2 plate appearances, 0-for-1 thus far. Walked and scored the second run of the game back in the fourth. First pitch here is in there for a strike, 0-1. Connor Lohr out there starting his sixth inning of work. He's allowed 5 hits and 2 runs, one of which is earned. 4 walks against 2 strikeouts. This ball is roped down the left field line by Murphy, and that's going to be extra bases. All the way to the wall, he's going to be in there at second, standing up as he leads off with the double. And the 45s are in business here with Austin Lively coming up. First hit of the night for Murphy. He's now 1-for-2 with a walk. He's been on base twice tonight. And Lively, who singled back in the fourth, comes up in an RBI chance here. And the 45s need to start chipping away at this lead here. In the top of the sixth, it's 8-2 Humboldt. 2 runs on 6 hits now for the 45s. As Lively steps in against Lohr. And he lines this one out into left center field. That's going to get down for a hit. Murphy had to make sure it wasn't going to get caught, so he's going to put down the anchor at third base. We've got runners at the corners here. A double and a single for the 45s to start off here by Murphy and Lively. And Glover steps in now with an RBI chance. He has walked and grounded into a fielder's choice, 0-for-1. Did steal a base back in the second after drawing a walk. So Murphy at third, Lively at first. He's now 2-for-3 tonight. As Lively, who went 1-for-4 last night, regressing back to the mean as he's hitting well over 400. 2-for-3 tonight. This one is outside for ball to Glover. 0-1. Pardon me, 1-0. Fair amount of pitches here for Lohr already. Next pitch will be number 82 here through 6 innings. So not a prohibitive amount of pitches, but 45s are making them work out there. This is a fastball a bit high. 2 balls, no strikes. And Anthony and Wea are going to head out there and have a word with Lohr. I keep wanting to call him Quincy and Wea because New York Jets wide receiver Quincy and Wua is on my fantasy team last year. You can probably guess how my fantasy team did because I had a New York Jet on it. Not strong. 2-0 here to Keaton Glover. Swing and a miss there. Two balls in his track. Looked like a changeup down below the zone. Still nobody out here in the top of the sixth against Connor Lohr. 45s now have seven hits on the night. Four in the last inning plus. Two in the sixth, two in the fifth, and already two here in the sixth with nobody out. 2-1 pitch to Glover is down low for ball. Three balls and a strike now. Hitters count 3-1 here for Glover. Looking to add to his RBI total. Got 8 RBIs in 11 contests. He's scored 22 times. Runner goes from first. That ball is up high, and he walked him on 3-1. So Lively down to second. Glover now at first, following the base on ball. Double, single, walk has loaded the bases for Ben Kerner. And we're going to have a trip to the mound by the manager for the Humboldt Crabs. That's Robin Geiber, himself a former Crab back in 98 and 99. Now the manager for the Humboldt Club. They've been playing ball here since the late 30s, early 40s, continuously. One of the longest running, continuously going semi-pro baseball teams in America. It's the Humboldt Crabs, and 45's trying to get back in it here in the sixth with a golden opportunity. Murphy led off with a double down the line. Lively singled to left, and then Glover walked. And Ben Kerner, who's hit a sac fly to left in the fourth to drive in Murphy for the second run of the game, has him out at third again here. With good speed on the bases. And a big at bat here in the sixth inning of this game for the 45s. Kerner steps in. Comes into tonight, 375, two home runs, 8 RBI, and 11 contests, and he swings and misses at the first pitch there, 0-1. Kerner steps out, readjusts the batting gloves, and now he's ready for an 0-1. Corner infielders are in on the grass, middle infielders playing for the double play with nobody out here. Swing and a miss on a pitch down low and in. Look like a change up there and a quick 0-2 now as Kerner's in a hole. 0-for-1 officially with a sac fly in two plate appearances. Struck out back in the second. 0-2 here. Lohr gets the sign and delivers. Swing and a miss on a slider, and that's the first out of the inning. As Kerner goes down on strikes, and it'll bring up Curtis Perrin. Perrin walked back in the third, lined out to left field in the fifth on a sinking line drive caught by Jack McCarthy out there. Taking away a hit, and he'll come up here with one out and the bases loaded now. 45s trail by six here in the top of the sixth, 8-2. Single runs in the third and fourth for Redding. Perrin swings and misses a healthy cut there. Did not get cheated. It's 0-1. Looked like a changeup on the outside. No balls in a strike here on Perrin. Lower delivers. That ball is hit high and deep to right field. This one's got some carry on it, but it's going to stay in the ballpark. Out on the warning track is Burks. He's going to make the play. Runners on second and third will tag. Glover stays put at first, and that's an RBI sac fly for Curtis Perrin, his first RBI of the night, and it's 8-3. Redding cuts into the lead a little bit more here. Murphy scores his second run of the ball game. Lively over to third. Glover stays put, so runners at the corners. After the RBI sac fly, scored a fly out to number 9. Anna Ribby for Perrin. That's RBI number 9 on the season for number 9. And Harris steps in here with an RBI chance. Runners to the corners and two down. And he swings and misses at one below the knees. No balls in a strike. Latrell 0-for-3 tonight. Came into tonight hitting 364. Has five RBIs in 11 contests, hitting primarily at the top of the lineup. So not a whole lot of RBI chances for Latrell thus far. He chops this one foul down the third baseline, and it's 0-2 now. One run home here already on the top of the sixth for Reading. After they loaded the bases with no out, Chell Harris trying to cash in Austin Lively over there at third. Good speed at first with Glover as well. So one in the gap might score two here. Here's an 0-2 on the way. He goes from first, and the pitch is down in the dirt. Good pitch to steal on there by Glover. And he steals it without a throw as it was a slider low and away, and Wea didn't even bother to come up out of the crouch, just tossed it right back to lower there. Second and third now. 1-2 pitch. This ball is grounded out to shortstop. And up with it. And 6-3 on the putout. And that'll end the inning. Two men left on, but the 45s add one. It's 8-3, Humboldt. You're listening to 45s Baseball on KCNR's 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
New pitcher here for the Colt 45s. It's number 35, Shane Coates, in seven games this season. Coates has a 5.62 ERA, nine strikeouts in eight innings, making his first appearance here since a perfect 1-2-3 three-strikeout inning on Wednesday in the 10-9 extra innings victory against the Reading Ringtails, as he struck out the side in his lone inning of work that game. Had two strikeouts in a scoreless inning in the 18-5 win on against Fresno on July 16th. Has not allowed a base runner in his last two outings, and five strikeouts total. So Coates, number 35, Shane Coates, out of Simpson University, a native of Bakersfield, California, is your relief pitcher here. And it's going to be the 3-4-5 hitters, Aguirre, and Jeremiah Burks, 3-4-5 for the Crabs in an 8-3 ball game. Coates with a slider that's chopped foul, 0-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors. Retirement is closer than you think. Susan's number one priority is to help clients and their families plan for a financial future in a way that best meets their goals. Wells Fargo believes in its community as well as the Colt 45s. Contact Susan 243-7561 for a full complimentary review of your financial picture. That's Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors. Coates with another slider at the back foot of left-handed hitting Callahan there in his quick 0-2 as he swings and misses. Shane has really come on the last couple times out there. And a slider there as it's laid off for a ball, 1-2 now. Also got a home run and five RBI in 16 games as a hitter. We've seen him in left, right, and at third base. And, of course, is a relief pitcher here. And this one is fouled back out of play, still 1-2. Coates averaging better than a strikeout an inning in relief. Count is still 1-2 here on Callahan. Callahan singled back in the first. He's 1-for-3. He's also struck out and ground out. This one sent back out of play again. And a good battle here. It's still 1-2. So we close the book on Gunter, who went five innings, gave up eight runs, all earned, three strikeouts, no walks, hits, and the vast majority of them singles. It seemed like they were just dinking and dunking all night. Five singles in the first, three in the second, along with a double. As they jumped out to a 6-0 lead, 45 has been chipping away. They've cut it to 8-3 with single runs in the third, fourth, and sixth. Looking up at a five-run deficit here is another foul ball by Callahan. Good battle here against Coates, still 1-2. That ball is just a bit low. Two balls, two strikes. Three runs on seven hits, no errors for Redding here through five and a half. Eight hits, eight runs on 14 hits, one error for the Humboldt Crabs. Count is 2-2 now on Callahan. Under the lights here, just shy of 9 p.m., about 10 till 9 in beautiful Arcata. That's a fastball up and away, and he holds up. Count goes full now. Game two of this three-game series against the Humboldt Crabs. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday night with us here on KCNR. For Colt 45's baseball, Kyle DeFore with my engineer Jared King, 166 miles away in Redding. As a 3-2 pitch is a high fastball, and he walked him. So Callahan works it all the way back full and draws the base on ball. Good at bat there. And the leadoff man is on here for the third time in six innings. Pardon me, the fourth time in six innings. And here's Alex Aguirre. A single in three at bats. He has popped out and grounded out after singling and scoring in the second. Also drove in a run. This one misses for ball 1-0. Runner on first with nobody out. Following the leadoff walk by Callahan. First base on ball issued by a Colt 45's pitcher tonight. This one has popped up on the right side. Fabian giving chase on the right side, and he's going to be just out of room. So that one drops into the visitor's dugout. He was about 3 feet shy, been able to bring that one in. And Aguiar will get a reprieve here. One ball, one strike now. Reminder, just nine games left on the season. Tomorrow will be our final road game, and then we've got eight home games left. We'll have a Wednesday game against the Redding Ringtails, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday against the Humboldt B-52s, the other team from Humboldt up here. We'll be playing a four-game set against us in Redding. Then we'll play the Ringtails again next Wednesday, three consecutive Wednesdays, 19th, 26th, and 2nd against the Ringtails. We beat them 10-9 in extras. That's a called strike there by Coates, makes it 1-2. That was back on the 19th, and then we play the Shasta Sun Devils, the final two games of the year, August 3rd and 4th. We'll have every pitch right here for you on KCNR, 1460. That pitch is down low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes now. Coates comes set, the 2-2 is fouled back to the screen. We'll line up and do it again here. Aguiar coming into tonight was hitting 342, four home runs, and 26 RBI in 20 contests. He's gone 1-for-3 with an RBI thus far. And a slider down to the dirt, and that's going to go to the backstop. Heading up to second base is Callahan. As that one bounced in front of the plate and went sideways. A lot of slider spin action on that one. Gets away from Kerner. So runner on second with nobody out now, and the count is full. On Aguiar. A little number off the end of the bat, and Aguiar is able to stay alive there. Still 3-2 as we get some additional baseballs here, giving away a lot of souvenirs tonight. Three runs on seven hits, no errors for the 45s. Eight runs, 14 hits, one error for the Crabs. As they're trying to add on here with a runner on second and nobody out. Coates kicks and fires. And that one is a bit low, and he walked him. So two consecutive full-count walks to start the sixth here. That'll bring up Jeremiah Burks. Singled twice, doubled once, two RBI in a 3-for-3 night thus far for Burks. This will be his first at-bat here against Coates. So righty versus righty with runners at first and second. So force at any base and a double play in order as Perrin shades towards the bag, hoping for just that. Burks runs very well, so it would have to be a hard hit ball. First pitch from Coates is a slider out of the zone, below the knees, 1-0. Things have cooled off here as we are approaching 9 o'clock in beautiful Arcata, California. Here's a 1-0 from Coates as it's swung and fouled to the left side. Might have fouled it off his foot there as he gets about 15 feet to the left of the home plate circle. One ball, one strike here on Burks. Coach checks the runner at second and fires. This ball is fouled back, right back at us. One ball, two strikes. And Coates, who's got good velocity, has got to be thinking strikeout here with the 1-2 count. Next pitch will be number 21 here in the bottom of the sixth. Coates with a long look into Kerner. 1-2 on the way. And that one bounces in front of the plate. Does it look like he tried to add a little on? And it's ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Maybe a bit of an overthrow there. Still with one pitch to play with here. Runners on first and second. 45 is trying to keep it to a five-run ball game here as they added one in the sixth. Swing and a miss, and that ball is a slider, and he has nowhere to go. He is out on strikes, cannot advance with a runner on first and second. So even though it was down in the dirt and Kerner knocked it down, no need for the formality of a throw to first. And here's Chung. 1-for-3 with an RBI single. He's grounded out twice. Out of the number six spot in the lineup tonight. First and second with one down for Patrick Chung. Coates fires a fastball in the outside corner on the black. Good location there. No balls and a strike. Coates out of Bakersfield, California, a 6-3 right-hander. Ready with an 0-1. That ball is lined to the left field line, down the line, fair ball off the end of the bat, and it skips into foul territory. And if the 45s didn't have bad luck, they wouldn't have any luck at all, as that one drops in for a hit. Even though he looks like he hit it with a newspaper. That's an RBI double, despite the appearances, and it's now 9-3. So Callahan comes around to score, going all the way over to third as Aguiar, as he inside out of that one. Dropped about 2 feet inside the line and left, and Glover, by the time he chased it down, both runners were able to end up in scoring position. Here's Anthony Enwea, one single in three at-bats. He has struck out twice, single and scored back in the third. This one misses down low, one ball, no strikes. Coates out of the windup here with runners on second and third. This ball is a little flare out to center, and another one is going to drop down the middle of nowhere. Run scores from third, and some days you're the dog and some days you're the hydrant. And everything just falling in today for the Crabs as Aguiar scores. Pardon me, Aguirre. I'll get his name right before the end of the series. Chung over to third. Runners on first and third now with two runs home, and it's 10-3 Humboldt. A two spot here in the bottom of the sixth to erase that run the 45's got back in the top half. And it's going to be McCarthy here. Flown out twice, singled and scored back in the fifth, 1-for-3. Coates out of the stretch now, fires, and a fastball in the inside corner at the knees, 0-1. McCarthy and then Lara here, barring a double play, which I'm trying to will into existence by bringing it up. That one misses down to the dirt. Runner's going to head down to second, so Enwea will take second base. Runner at third, Chung stays put, so second and third now with one out. And the double play is not going to happen without a line drive now. And McCarthy, with two men in scoring position and one down, awaits a 1-1 pitch from Coates. This ball is popped foul out of play toward the right side over near the beer garden. It's actually going to end up right over there with the people standing in line. So if you're waiting in line for a beer, you might have gotten a souvenir just now. 1-2 count here on McCarthy. The Humboldt Crab making his way back and forth around the crowd here. This is a little line drive out to second base. Perrin takes it on a hop. One run will score as Coates nearly speared that one himself. It ended up being a one-hopper out to second base. 4-3 on the putout for Perrin. An RBI for McCarthy as Chung scores from third. Moving over to third base is Anwia. Three runs home here make it 11-3 now in the sixth. And here's Alejandro Lara. He has singled twice and doubled once. Singled and scored in the second. Drove in a run with a single in the third. And drove in a run with a double in the fifth out of the nine hole. Can't ask for much more than that out of the nine spot. And a fastball in the inside corner from Coates. No balls in a strike here. Crabs have scored in every inning but the fourth. Three in the first, three in the second, one in the third. Scoreless fourth, one in the fifth, and now three in the sixth with two down and runners on third. This one's a called strike there, 0-2. And Lara didn't like the call, thought it was a little low, but it's no balls and two strikes nonetheless. Coates looking to get out of the sixth here without any further damage. He's ahead in the count, 0-2. He rocks and fires. That ball is grounded up the middle for a single, and that's going to be the fourth run of the inning. RBI single there for Lara. He's now 4-for-4 with three singles. And it's now 12-3. Eighth man to bat in the inning will be Devin Lehman. This will be his fifth plate appearance here. A single, a double, a fielder's choice, and a flyout, 2-for-4. He has scored twice in the first and second. Scored the first and fourth runs of the ball game here. 4 runs home here in the sixth for the Crabs. As stepping in here is Lehman. And that one is down in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. Due up for the 45s in the top of the seventh. It's going to be Orr, Fabing, Kessel, 2-3-4 for your hometown 45s. And our lone road trip of the season here. Game two of a 3-game set against the Humboldt Crabs tonight. Coates throws over to first to check on the runner, and back in is Lara. Count is 1-1, no strikes on Lehman. Coates fires. That ball is hit very high to right center field. Harris with plenty of time to coast over there, and now he settles underneath it to make the play. Scored a fly out to number 8, and that'll end the inning. But 4 more runs make it 12-3 as the Crabs open headed to the top of the seventh. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
New pitcher here for the Humboldt Crabs. It's going to be left-hander number 36, J.J. Santa Cruz. He is 3-0 this season in 29 innings. He has allowed just 8 earned runs for a 2.48 ERA. It's J.J. Santa Cruz in for the starter, Lara. So we close the book on him, Lara. Is the pitcher of record for the Crabs. 6 innings, 7 hits, 3 runs, 2 of which were earned, 5 walks against just 3 strikeouts. So the 45s knock out 7 hits and get 5 walks against him, but have left a lot of guys on base, and they trail 12-3 here. Batting for the 45s here to start things off, it's Devin Orr. Orr, Fabing, Kessel, your 2-3-4 hitters here in the top of the seventh against the lefty Santa Cruz. So lefty versus lefty here for the first two hitters, Orin Fabing. And the first one is down low for ball 1-0. Orr has walked and singled. He's also driven in a run with a ground out. 1-for-2 officially in 3 plate appearances. 1-0 pitch on the way from Santa Cruz. His inside for ball 2-0. Santa Cruz gets the sign and delivers. 2-0 pitch on the way. That ball is grounded out to second base. Slowly hit. Chung has to hurry. 4-3 on the putout, and they get over by a step. And there's one down here. Here's Connor Fabing. 2 singles in 3 at-bats. Singled in the first and the fifth. Grounded out back in the third. Tonight's game brought to you by Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors. Susan reminds you retirement is closer than you think. Her number one priority is to help clients and their families plan for a financial future in a way that best meets their goals. Wells Fargo believes in its community, as well as the rating Colt 45s. Please contact Susan Eastman at 530-243-7561 for a full complimentary review of your financial picture. That's Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors, proud sponsors of your Colt 45. First pitch here from Santa Cruz to Fabing is a slider that ends up in the right-handed hitter's batter's box, 1-0. And this one, outside corner, 1-1. One ball, one strike, and one out here in the top of the seventh. Kessel due up next. Open to bat with a man on, should Fabing reach here. 45s need base runners here. They score 9 runs before they make 8 more outs. There's a little chopper out to second base. This is going to be close, and he is saved. Fabing beats it out, his third hit of the night. He's got 3 of their 8 hits now. And a one-out base runner here for Wilson Kessel. Kessel doubled off the wall in right center in the fourth. He's 1-for-3. So 3 runs on 8 hits now for the 45s. As a little chopper over the mound got over the head of Santa Cruz, and before Chung could get there and complete the throw, Fabing beats it out. And this one is a called strike. At the knees to Kessel, 0-1. Big lead off first for Fabing here with a hole on the right side for the right-handed hitting Kessel. Santa Cruz fires a fastball, and it's a swing and a miss by Kessel, 0-2 now. The ball's 2 strikes here to Wilson Kessel. That ball is outside, and a throw down to first base. Fabing back in, standing up. 1-2 now. This is the 6th game on the season for Santa Cruz. I mentioned 3-0. And an ERA under 2.5. Ready with a 1-2 now. That ball is grounded out to short. This could be 2. The shortstop boots it at first, and he's only going to get 1. 6-4 on the fielder's choice, so Kessel will replace Fabing over at first on the force out. Would have had a chance to turn 2 there if he could have picked it up cleanly, but the shortstop out there, Chase Fernland, had it hit the spring into the pocket of his glove, and he's only able to get the force. So here's Jackson Murphy now, doubled his last time. He's 1-for-2 with a walk. He has scored twice, 2 of their 3 runs here tonight, and he watches one in the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Murphy, the team leader in home runs, 2nd in RBI, but it's going to take a lot more than one swing here as the 45s trail 12-3 in the 7th. Santa Cruz ready with an 0-1. He fires, and that ball is lined down the right field line but foul off the end of the bat. Murphy with a nice swing there, but it makes its way into foul territory. 0-2 now with 2 outs. Santa Cruz out of the stretch with Kessel at first. And an 0-2 count here on Murphy. He comes set at the belt, checks the runner, and delivers the 0-2. Check swing. And they say, yes, he did, out at second base. An absolutely ridiculous call, and that's going to be a strikeout for Murphy, and that'll end the inning. We headed to the bottom of the seventh. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460. Not even
discover close. The new Kia at Redding Kia for the highest rank large car, compact car, small SUV, midsize SUV, and multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
That's Kia Cadenza, Forte, Niro, Sorento, and Soul.
Kia has received more J.D. Power initial quality awards than any other brand. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Redding Kia, featuring complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle sold and the best warranty in the USA.
Head into Redding Kia today and get ready to save a lot of money on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup. There's no better time than right now to take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
Take a look around the next time you pull into a parking lot or community event like the Redding Kia-sponsored Mosquito Serenade. You'll see Kias everywhere. It's Redding Kia's commitment to customer service and our community that's the Redding Kia difference.
Redding Kia. See the brand new dealership at 418 East Cypress Avenue. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the new YouTube channel.
RedingKia.com.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's electric utility. Consider replacing incandescent light bulbs in your home with energy-efficient LED light bulbs. LED bulbs use up to 75% less energy, generate no heat, last up to 25 times longer than incandescent bulbs, and offer comparable or better light quality than other types of lighting. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Lift off. Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great planning, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
New pitcher here for the 45s in the bottom of the seventh. It's Dominic Tating in a quick 0-2 here on a called strike and a swinging strike. His seventh inning stretch, not very stretchy here in Arcata. One ball, two strikes as this one misses outside. Three runs on eight hits, no errors for your 45s, 12 runs on 17 hits, and one error for the Crabs. Tating starting the seventh here. And gets a call. Third strike there on leadoff man. That's Chase Fernland. So Tating with a called strike. Three, and Callahan will come up. Callahan, left-handed hitter, will bat against Tating. So lefty versus lefty here. He has walked and singled. Scored twice and driven in a run. One for three officially in four plate appearances. For Tating, this will be his 12th appearance on the season. In 18 innings, he's got 9 strikeouts and an ERA of 3.50. No record and no saves. He has purely been a relief pitcher here. This one is fouled out of play down the left field line. 0-1. His hitter's hitting just .242 against Dominic this year. A basis runner and a half per inning. An 0-1 pitch is a curveball that's popped up into shallow left center. The shortstop Orr out on the grass now in left is going to make the play as that one continued to slice away. Scored a pop out to number 6, and there's a quick 2 down here for Tating. Here's Alex Aguirre. Tonight's game brought to you by Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors. Retirement is closer than you think. Susan's number one opportunity, number one priority is to help clients and their families plan for a financial future in a way that best meets their goals. Wells Fargo believes in its community as well as the Colt 45s. Please contact Susan Eastman, 530-243-7561, for a full complimentary review of your financial picture. That's Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. Tating floats a changeup in there at the knees, 0-1, and working quickly delivers here. This one is on the outside half, but a bit high with a fastball to Aguirre. One ball, one strike. Two outs, nobody on here. A strikeout and a pop out by the number 2 and 3 hitters. And the cleanup hitter, Aguirre, bats with two outs and nobody on. as Tating has made quick work of the first two hitters. 45's looking up at a 12-3 deficit to these Humboldt Crabs. 1-1 pitch is called strike two at the knees. Nice pitch there on the inside corner. 1-2. One-two pitch on the way here to Aguirre, and he fouls it back to the screen. A fastball up around the letters. Still 1-2 here. Due up in the top of the eighth for your Reading Colt 45s, Lively, Glover, Kerner, 6-7-8. Lively has two hits and three at-bats. As the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and they'll need base runners early and often with 6 outs left to play with. This one misses outside. A two-seam fastball from Tating off the plate. 2-2 now. As a ball makes its way from the bullpen down into the infield, as it gets away from the bullpen catcher down there, we'll get that one out of play. And now we're ready with the 2-2. It's a swing and a miss on a fastball up around the eyes, and that'll end the inning. 1-2-3 with two strikeouts. Go the Crabs. We get to the top of the eighth. Still 12-3. Humboldt, you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
As consumers, we've learned how that if something's too good to be true, it usually is.
Wow, according to this email, I've just been given $10 million from a nice lady in South Africa.
With our new weight loss powder, you can take 40 pounds off in 15 days without any exercise or eating less.
Yeah, too good to be true. Premier Oil Change's Premier Rewards Program. You earn points that you redeem for oil changes and services for every dollar you spend. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. You found something that's too good and true. Last year, Premier Oil Change guests earned thousands of dollars worth of free services, and the good news is there's no sign-up necessary. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you can get a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
New pitcher here for the Humboldt Crabs. It's going to be right-hander number 24, Andrew Najib Brush. He will come in and start the eighth inning. The right-hander in 28 and a third innings has an ERA of 3.49, 11 earned runs in 28 and a third. He is 1-2 on the season. And it's hard to be 1-2 for a team that's 26-4. He's got half the losses on the season for the Crabs. And he will come in here in a 12-3 ball game and face Austin Lively. Lively will start things off here. 2-for-3 with two singles. Lively, Glover, Kerner here in the top of the eighth. 45s need to get some base runners here in handfuls as they trail by nine. Lively watches the pitch low and outside. One ball, no strikes. Under the lights here, beautiful Arcata Ballpark in Humboldt County. We are bundled up here just past 9:15 on Saturday night. As Lively takes a healthy cut there and fouls it out of play 1-1. Najib Brush, the right-hander, the third pitcher of the night for the Crabs. Santa Cruz went one inning, gave up one hit, and struck out one while not allowing a run in a scoreless seventh inning. One ball, two strikes as this one's fouled back to the screen now. Lively grounded out in the second, singled in the fourth, and singled in the sixth. 1-2 on the way here. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a fastball up high around the shoulders, and it's one down for Glover now. Glover walked and stole a base in the second. Did the same in the sixth. And grounded into a fielder's choice in the fourth between those two at-bats. So officially 0-for-1. Two base on balls, two stolen bases for Keaton. stolen bases number 5 and 6 on the season. He's now tied for fourth in that category with Austin Lively. First pitch is a called strike here, 0-1 to Glover. Swing and a miss on a fastball in under the hands, and it's a quick 0-2 here. Ben Kerner will bat next. He has an RBI and a sac fly, 0-2 officially in 3 plate appearances. Drove in a run back in the fourth. 0-2 on the way here to Glover. That ball is outside with a fastball, 1-2 now. Reminder, tune in tomorrow at 12:30 for the matinee getaway game here at Arcata Ballpark. Game 3 of this series. This ball is popped straight up over our heads here and onto the booth. Behind me, a very high pop-up out of play, 1-2 now. Thought I was going to have to get my glove on there for a second. Najee Brush ahead, 1-2 now. With one out here in the eighth. One-two pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Just the sixth strikeout of the game for the Crabs. Second consecutive here for Najee Brush to start the eighth inning. And here's Ben Kerner. 0-2 with the sac fly RBI back in the fourth is Ben. And he'll hit here with 2 outs and nobody on in the eighth. Now G Brush out of the windup and delivers. The first pitch is grounded out to shortstop, slowly hit. Coming up and making the play, 6-3 to end the inning. And down in order go the 45s. We head to the bottom of the eighth, still 12-3 Humboldt. You're listening to Cole 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Summer is here and you need your car running right. At NAPA, they carry everything a shade tree mechanic could want, from tools to timing belts. Change your own oil? NAPA has the filters, oil, and tools to make your job easier. Call any of their 7 stores to order parts or ask any questions you have. You can also order online at readingnapa.com. Napa Know-How, 2304 Churn Creek Road. Call them at 222-5565.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
A tidy 1-2-3 inning in the seventh for Dominic Tating. 2 strikeouts and a pop-out, and he'll come out in the eighth here to face the 5-6-7 hitters for the Crabs, Burks, Chung, and Enwea. Burks is 3-for-4, 2 singles and a double. And 2 runs batted in. Struck out his last time in the sixth. That was against Coates. So Tating starts his second inning of work here. And the first pitch is a changeup outside for ball 1-0. Burks, Chung, and Wea, 5-6-7 for the Crabs here as they've scored 12 runs on 17 hits and committed 1 error. 45s have 3 runs on 8 hits and no errors. That's a curveball that finds the outside corner there. Good pitch from Tating. 1-1. Tating has allowed just 16 hits and 18 innings coming in, so 16 and 19 now. And a ball out to short, or had it bounce up and take a funky hop on him. And Enwea is going to beat it out. They're going to give him an E6. Tough play there out at short as the leadoff man reaches We've seen about three awful hops out there at shortstop. They gave him the benefit of the doubt on one earlier with a hit, but they're going to give him an E6 on this one, and a hard lock error there as that one just jumped out of the way. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat here to Chung, who takes it high for ball 1-0. Chung has singled and doubled, driven in two runs, scored back in the sixth. He was the 11th run of the ball game. First pitch misses here, 1-0. Lefty versus lefty as Tating fires, and this one has popped up out of play down the left side over into the seats. One ball, one strike. Tonight's game is brought to you by Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors. Susan reminds you retirement is closer than you think. Her number one priority, helping clients and their families plan for a financial future in a way that best meets their goals. Wells Fargo believes in its community as well as the Reading Colt 45s. Please contact Susan Eastman, 530-243-7561. For a full complimentary review of your financial picture, that's Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors. Here's a curveball way high that doesn't quite make it back down to the zone. 2-1 now. Runner on first with nobody out here in the bottom of the eighth. For Chung, the number six hitter. 2-for-4 thus far, waiting on a 2-1 pitch. Tating delivers. That ball is fouled out of play down the left side. Evens the count at 2-2 now. Make sure to tune in tomorrow at 12:30 for first pitch of Game 3 of this series. Barring a amazing comeback here in the ninth, the 45s will be trying to avoid a sweep tomorrow. That one is low and away for a ball. 3-2 now. I don't eliminate the possibility, but a 9-run comeback in the ninth. When we've mustered just 3 thus far, is an uphill battle to say the least, but I believe 3-2. This one has popped out of play again as a good battle here between Chung and Tating. He's just unable to straighten out that pitch on the outside corner. Looks like a hard slider or maybe a little cutter. Still 3-2 here. Burks at first. He's 3-for-5 after reaching on an error. Full count offering on the way to Chung. Up high for ball, and he walked him. So runners on first and second now with nobody out. And that'll bring up Nwia. Struck out in the first, singled and scored back in the third. Struck out again in the fifth. All three of those advance against Micah Gunter. RBI single back in the sixth against Coates. He also came around to score in that inning. He was the 12th run of the ball game in that 4-run sixth, rotating through a scoreless seventh. First pitch is outside for ball here, 1-0. Runners on first and second with nobody out here in the bottom of the eighth. For Anthony Nwia, 2-for-4. Swing and a miss on a pitch above the belt. 1-1 now. Tating with that delivery hides the ball a long time. You don't really see the ball until right before he lets it go. That ball is fouled back to the screen. 1-2 now. And a very balanced delivery. He comes right downhill at you. The 5'9 lefty out of Taft, California. Holds that ball right behind his ear. And then it just gets right on top of you. Here's a 1-2 now to Nwia. Ground ball out to short. This could be 2-6-4. And Perrin, unable to make the throw at the keystone, probably wouldn't have had a chance as that ball was not hit very hard. That'll be a 6-4 fielder's choice. And Wheel will replace Chung over there at first, and there's one down. Moving over to third is Jeremiah Burks. So runners at the corners now for Jack McCarthy. RBI ground out to second base his last time. He is 1-for-4. Flown out twice, singled and scored in the fifth, and drove in a run with that ground out back in the sixth. He fouls this one out of play down the right field line, out onto F Street, into the Tri-Counties Bank parking lot out there. No balls in a strike. Runners at the corners and one out here in the bottom of the eighth. Tating gets a sign from Kerner and delivers. That ball is fouled out of play just about the same spot. Out onto F Street. Hope it didn't get my car. 0-2 now. As Tating's jammed him on a couple pitches. And McCarthy's been able to do nothing but spoil them foul. Pitchers count 0-2 here with one out and a runner on third. That ball is fouled right back to the screen. Still 0-2, pardon me. Due up for the 45s in the top of the ninth. It'll be the 9-1 two-hitters, Perrin, Harris, and Orr. So our three of our better on-base guys and three of our fastest guys to start that nine-run rally we'll need. Here's a ground ball to short. This could be 2-6-4, and Perrin will have no chance. That'll be a fielder's choice and an RBI. 13-3 now as Burke scores on the ground out. Another 6-4 fielder's choice as McCarthy will replace Nwea now over at first, but pick up an RBI, his second RBI of the night. Now 1-for-5 officially with 2 RBI. And that'll bring up Lara. Lara is 4-for-4 tonight. 3 singles and a double. He's driven in 3 out of the number 9 spot. And he watches a slider on the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Beautiful night for baseball in a 13-3 game. As Humboldt has scored early and often here. Just 2 innings thus far out of 8 in which they have not scored. The fourth and the seventh, they were held scoreless. This is a swing and a miss here by Lara on a fastball up high, 0-2. 3 in the first, 3 in the second, 1 in the third, 1 in the fifth, 4 in the sixth, and 1 now in the bottom of the eighth. After an RBI fielder's choice by McCarthy. This one is called strike 3 on a curveball, and Tating gets out of the eighth here with only one run in damages. It's 13-3 as we head to the top of the ninth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
The Cascade Theater and First Five Shasta presents a fun and free film series this summer to keep the kids cool and occupied every Sunday in the month of July. See family-friendly flicks like Minions, James and the Giant Peach, The Incredibles, Homeward Bound, and Up every Sunday at 2 in July. And each event includes games and prizes. And did I mention it's free? More information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. The summer's here, and the heat is on. Projectiles fired from firearms are blamed for starting fires every year. True or not, we owe it to ourselves to carry a fire extinguisher while conducting live fire training during this dry season. Call NFI today at 530-999-1822 for all of your firearms training needs, or visit us online at readingccw.com.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
45's getting ready to take their bats here in the top of the ninth. They trail 13-3 to the Humboldt Crabs. Leading off, it'll be Curtis Perrin, number 9 hitter, and it looks like we've got a pinch hitter there. It looks like it's going to be number 10, Taylor Angley, so he will pinch hit for Perrin, who will end the night 0-for-1 officially with a walk and a sac fly and an RBI. Had a sac fly back in the ninth to right field, pardon me, in the sixth, fly out to right field to score Jackson Murphy for the 45's third run of the game. Lined out in the fifth and walked in the third. So 0-for-1 with an RBI is Perrin, as Taylor Angley will get an at-bat here in the ninth against Najeeb Brush. And it's a fastball in the outside corner, 0-1. Andrew Najeeb Brush came in the eighth and retired the 45s, 1-2-3. And a swing and a miss here makes it 0-2. So Angley, it looks like Casey Trosclair is out in the on-deck circle. He will be pinch hitting for Latrell Harris. This one misses for ball 1-2. It'll be the first at-bat of the series here for Trosclair, the Reno native. Not in the lineup last night. Here's a 1-2 now to Angley, and it's called strike 3 on the outside corner or thereabouts. And there's one down. So here's Tras Clair. Casey's been one of the better hitters for the 45s this year. Second on the team in home runs, despite playing in just 16 contests. He's hitting .333 with four home runs, 13 RBI. And he's scored 14 times in 16 contests. And he takes a healthy cut there on a fastball. 0-1 now. So Harris ends the night 0-5 officially. He did score a run after reaching on a fielder's choice. And a check swing there down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Tonight's game brought to you by Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors. Susan reminds you retirement is closer than you think. Her number one priority, helping clients and their families plan for a financial future in a way that meets their goals. Wells Fargo believes in its community as well as your Reading Colt 45s. Contact Susan Eastman at 530-243-7561 for a full complimentary review of your financial picture. That's Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. Swing and a miss by Tras Clair makes it 1-2. Najee Brush working quickly. Fires and the fastball is up and away. It looked like he tried to add on there. An easy take for Casey. That one ended up in the right-handed hitter's batter's box. It's 2-2 now. Swing and a miss on a pitch low and away, and Tras Clair is down on strikes for the second out of the inning. And it'll be Brendan Yawn here, pinch hitting for Devin Orr. Orr walked, grounded into a force out, which drove in a run in the third, singled, and grounded out again. So officially 1-for-3 with a walk and an RBI. And it'll be Brendan Yawn here getting an at-bat with two outs in the top of the ninth. First pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. 0-1. Right-hander versus right-hander here. Jeep Brush fires the 0-1 and it's fouled back out of play. 0-2 now. Fabing on deck, hoping to get at least one more shot here in the ninth. 0-2 on the way, and that ball is up and away to Yawn. What, was that not a strike? Forgive my sarcasm, folks. It's been a long couple games. 1-2 on the way here to Yawn. Swing and a miss. He got him, and that'll end the inning. And the ball game. Final score, Crabs 13, 45s 3. We'll be right back after these messages with your Colt 45s postgame show.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45s baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Discover the new Kia at Reading Kia for the highest-ranked large car, compact car, small SUV, mid-size SUV, and multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
That's Kia Cadenza, Forte, Niro, Sorento, and Soul.
Kia has received more J.D. Power initial quality awards than any other brand. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Reading Kia, featuring complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle sold and the best warranty in the USA.
Head into Reading Kia today and get ready to save a lot of money on Reading Kia's award-winning lineup. There's no better time than right now to take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
Take a look around the next time you pull into a parking lot or a community event like the Reading Kia-sponsored Mosquito Serenade. You'll see Kias everywhere. It's Reading Kia's commitment to customer service and our community that's the Reading Kia difference.
Reading Kia. See the brand new dealership at 418 East Cypress Avenue. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the new YouTube channel.
ReadingKia.com.
From narwhals to unicorns and manatees to mermaids, discover the physical and cultural connections between the real and mythical worlds at Turtle Bay this summer in Mythical Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Mythic creatures of all kinds are taking over the museum May 20th through October 1st in this immersive, hands-on exhibition organized by the American Museum of Natural History, New York. Mythic Creatures is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
45s take the loss here tonight in game two of the clash on the coast, 13-3. The Crabs come out on top, 13 runs on 17 hits and one error for the Crabs, three runs on eight hits and one error for the 45s. Twice as many hits as last night. We managed just four in the 7-3 loss last night, but same number of runs, three runs on eight hits and one error. The winning pitcher tonight was Connor Lohr, six innings of three-run ball for the Crabs. Micah Gunter takes the loss. He drops to 4-4 on the season. Couple bright spots for your 45s. Jackson Murphy, 1-for-3 with a walk, scored twice, two out of the three runs scored by Murph out of the five hole, playing right field tonight. Reached base twice last night as well. Austin Lively with the 2-for-4 night. RBIs tonight by Ben Kerner, Curtis Perrin, and Devin Orr. Two sack flies and an RBI groundout as the 45s drop this one and have lost first two games of the series. We'll be here tomorrow at 12:30 for the matinee game for the getaway as 45s try to avoid the three-game sweep. Only series they've been swept this year was the three games in Reading against the Crabs, so they try to avoid repeating that again here 165 miles west tomorrow afternoon. Once again, your final score here, three runs, eight hits, one error for the 45s, 13 runs on 17 hits, one error for the Crabs. For my engineer, Jared King, for our pregame sponsor, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and of course, tonight's sponsor, Susan Eastman of Wells Fargo Advisors. Want to thank you for spending part of your Saturday night with us. Sorry we couldn't give you a better result. We'll try to do a little better tomorrow at 12:30. Tune in at 12:25 for the Turtle Bay Exploration Park pregame show for game three of this series as we try to right the ship and get win number 23 on the season. Colt 45s dropped to 22-11 on the season. Crabs are now 27-4. Once again, your final score, Humboldt 13, Reading 3. We'll see you tomorrow at 12:30. Good night, everybody.
And it was hugely popular in Congress on both sides of the aisle. And then we had this terrible problem, which was that at the time, Obama had something called the reset. He wanted to reset relations with Russia. And by the way, he wasn't the only one who wanted to do this. George Bush Jr., who was a friend of mine, he looked into Putin's eyes and the first time he met him and said he saw his soul and wanted to have good relations. This is a typical problem that every president has. They think that somehow they're charming enough to reset the relations with Russia. It wasn't possible. Thank God that we have this Constitution where the Senate voted 92-4 and Obama, whatever reset he wanted to do, he would be veto-proof with this piece of legislation.
All right, first off, before I go back to Bush and Obama, why is this so effective? Why does Putin so desperate to knock this thing down?
Well, very simply, because Putin got some of the money from the crime that Sergei Magnitsky exposed and was killed over. We've done a 7.5-year investigation tracing the proceeds of this crime. And about a year ago, we discovered that a man named Sergei Roldugin is very famous. It's a complicated Russian name, but he's very famous because his name was exposed in the Panama Papers. Remember the Panama Papers a year ago?
That released all the financial information to the richest, most connected people in the world. It revealed corruption in a lot of cases.
Exactly. All over the world, corruption, massive government corruption. And all of a sudden, this guy, he was totally unknown, Sergei Roldugin, his profession was a cellist in the Mariinsky Orchestra in St. Petersburg. And this guy apparently got $2 billion from Russia. Russian state companies and Russian oligarchs, and we spotted all this information in the Panama Papers, we then connected it up with our investigation, and we discovered. Actually, one more thing: Sergei Roldugin is widely known as being the trustee for Vladimir Putin. It's not like they pay cellists $2 billion, and so we discovered through our investigation that Roldugin got money from the crime that Sergei Magnitsky discovered, and so in effect, Vladimir Putin received money from the crime that Sergei Magnitsky exposed, and that puts him in the line of fire for the Magnitsky Act. And why it's so important is that Putin is not some normal politician. He's the richest man of the world. Vladimir Putin has stolen so much money from Russia, and he keeps that money offshore in American banks and British banks and Swiss banks, and he's terrified that the world will freeze his money.
And he's worried, too, because a lot of these guys that were freezing money for him or taking this money offshore, no longer can he say, I'll take care of you. Because this act freezes a lot of their funds. And how many people overall are affected?
Exactly. So Putin in order for Putin to do this dirty stuff, he's got to tell his people in Russia, the guys who execute stuff.
His cellist or anybody else.
But with cellist, he's just the money launderer. But he's got people who he says, I want you to go and torture that man in prison to get him to confess to some crime he didn't commit so we can take all his property. And so the guy who's doing the torturing says, yes, boss. And it used to be that Putin could say, don't worry, nothing will ever happen. You know, you have nothing to worry about. And by the way, you get a nice little slug of the money yourself. And so the guys go out and do this work for Putin. And these were really evil, immoral people, but they didn't have to worry about any consequences. All of a sudden, we've created a huge consequence in the West, so their money's not safe anymore. They get on sanctions lists. They can't travel anymore. And all of a sudden, Putin can't guarantee them impunity. And so when he says, guy, you know, I want you to go out and do some torturing today, and one of his people say, you know what, I don't want to take that risk. I've already got money. I don't want it to be frozen.
I don't want my name to be frozen.
Right, exactly.
And be an international pariah.
Right, and they don't want to get on that list. And so this completely messes up his whole business model of doing terrible crimes, torturing, killing people in order to get their money. And this puts him at risk, and it puts his business model at risk. And he hates it, and he hates it more than anything. It's the single largest foreign policy priority of Putin to get rid of the Magnitsky Act.
So we find out that for some reason, President Obama, his Secretary of State, don't want this act because it's hurting relations, because clearly the Russians are letting them know, we're not going to really be doing this, this, or that, or not doing this, this, or that, if you can't do something with this act. So they go back to Congress to try to get them to acquiesce a little bit, and they're not budging. So the point is, there's one story, and I don't want to get you involved in politics. It would diminish your message, even if you wanted to. You're so effective as the real, as the maverick, the one who puts this forward, the Christopher Columbus of this act. I'll keep you out of it. But some have speculated that the reason why Hillary is for this is not because she wants to improve relations with the United States and the Russians, is that her husband showed up and got a $500,000 speech fee, and then right after that, she's out there doing this favor because she's at that point had her hands on the levers of power.
Well, I would say that the real villain in my fight to get the Magnitsky Act passed wasn't Hillary Clinton. It was John Kerry. John Kerry was the main Secretary of State throughout the whole process, and he was doing all sorts of dirty tricks in Congress to try to make this thing not happen. And so if you read my book, Red Notice, there's a whole bunch of chapters on how he was just really playing dirty games to make this not happen. And I still, you know, feel sore about that.
I would, too, if I were you. So now we have a situation where this woman, Veselskaya, shows up, is walking through the halls of Congress just trying to lobby for this act. I want you to hear a little bit from her. She did an NBC interview, and we have no idea if she's telling the truth. I will say this. It could be in the language, but she does not look like the most honest person I've ever seen.
In June, you met with Donald Trump Jr., with Jared Kushner, with Paul Manafort. What was the purpose of that meeting?
I never knew who else would be attending the meeting. All I knew that Mr. Donald Trump Jr. was willing to meet with me. I could recognize the young gentleman who was only present in the meeting for probably the first 7 to 10 minutes, and then he stood up and left the room. It was Mr. Jared Kushner, and he never came back, by the way. And the other individual who was at the same meeting was always looking at his phone. He was reading something. He never took any active part in the conversation. That was Mr. Manafort.
So what about the question before that we also have, which is a simple niet that she says, what's going on there?
Well, the first thing I should warn you is that you shouldn't believe a word that comes out of her mouth. She's lying in this interview, and she lies regularly on behalf of her clients her clients, I should point out, were people who had been accused by the U.S. Department of Justice of receiving money to buy real estate in New York that came from the crime that Sergei Magnitsky exposed and was killed over. So these are accused money launderers by the Department of Justice. That's her job. And God almighty, was she lying at all different steps of these proceedings all over the place.
Here's the question.
Have you ever worked for the Russian government? Do you have connections to the Russian government?
No.
Well, let me just say that that's just not true. So first of all, who is she working for? Her client is a man named Denis Kotsev. Denis Kotsev is a young man who is the son of Pyotr Kotsev. Pyotr Kotsev is the is a major Russian government official. He was the regional governor of the Moscow region, a deputy governor of the Moscow region, the region the size of France. He's now vice president of Russian Railways, which is the second most important Russian state-owned company after Gazprom. It was this family's money that was paying her
right.
and funding this campaign. This is directly connected to the Russian government just by that, not to mention the fact that she was also working hand in glove with the general prosecutor of Russia, our equivalent of the attorney general, in this whole campaign. She even admitted it in a Wall Street Journal article. So it's an absurdity for her to say, oh, I'm just like some little lawyer coming right. to America and lobbying against the Magnitsky Act.
And the reason why adoption's linked in is because Vladimir Putin said to get under our skin and to hurt us the most he knew how, one of the ways was to stop all adoption. America-Russian adoption. So that's how the adoption answer came in, which I could see if people listen to that and get nothing out of it and hear about Magnitsky Act, and I'm a real estate tycoon like Don Jr. is, or success. What is this? What kind of meeting is this? I'm out of here. And that seems it would happen within 30 minutes. But a lot still has to be found out. Bill Browder knows more than anybody about it. He'll be back over a few more minutes, and then he's got to get on his horse and back on his way. This is Brian Kilmeade.
Giving you everything you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade. You know my radio show. Have you heard about performance-enhancing veggies that help boost circulation, energy, and stamina? They indeed exist. And at the top of the list are beets. They're loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates, which boost nitric oxide levels in your body for more energy, for more stamina, without the crash of fake energy drinks. But I'm still not eating beets, period. Neither are you. That's why I'm excited about Super Beets. It tastes great. It's a superfood that I drink every day. And here's the secret. Super Beets are light-dried, so the dietary nitrates are protected. It's great for helping to support healthy blood pressure and healthy circulation, too. You'll feel the energy boost. You'll feel the stamina boost in 20 minutes. It's all guaranteed. Two flavors, black cherry and cherry. It comes with your first order and backed by a money-back guarantee. Also receive a free book called Beat the Odds and free nitric oxide indicator strips to see what it's doing for you and your body. It's all guaranteed to your money back. Are you curious? You want to try it? Good. Go to briansbeats.com or call 800-541-2516. That's 800-541-2516 or briansbeats.com.
For a while, you've heard me talk about how much I love Tiger Lady for myself, for my wife, for my daughters. Tiger Lady is the revolutionary defense tool based on one of nature's most efficient defenses, a cat's retractable claws. Tiger Lady has been so popular with my listeners, they've been selling out. Well, I'm happy to report that Tiger Lady is back with an ample supply on hand, just in time for vacation season, when you or someone you love needs it most, whether you're going camping, traveling, or to a big or small city. You need to be safe and prepared. Unlike other defense products, Tiger Lady is easy to use. It's discreet, fits in your hand, collects DNA. So when you make a fist, claws come out like a real-life Wolverine. Tiger Lady is legal in all 50 states. Make sure that special someone in your life is carrying a Tiger Lady for safety and a better peace of mind. For a limited time, go to TigerLady.com. Get a pack of four Tiger Ladies at a savings of over 15%. Use the code SAFETY for an additional savings of 15%. Remember, use the code SAFETY at TigerLady.com. Find your fears with Tiger Lady at TigerLady.com.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia for the highest rank large car, compact car, small SUV, midsize SUV, and multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
That's Kia Cadenza, Forte, Niro, Sorento, and Soul.
Kia has received more J.D. Power initial quality awards than any other brand. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Redding Kia, featuring complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle sold and the best warranty in the USA.
Head into Redding Kia today
and get ready to save a lot of money on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup. There's no better time than right now to take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
Take a look around the next time you pull into a parking lot or a community event like the Redding Kia-sponsored Mosquito Serenade. You'll see Kias everywhere. It's Redding Kia's commitment to customer service and our community that's the Redding Kia difference.
Redding Kia. See the brand new dealership at 418 East Cypress Avenue. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the new YouTube channel.
RedingKia.com.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Anybody who tells you that this past administration's been tough on Russia until Donald Trump walked in is wrong. If you just think that Donald Trump's rhetoric that says he's been if you look at his rhetoric and a lot of his comments, you think he's being easy on Russia. But if you look at a lot of what Donald Trump has done, it's shown just the opposite. If you look at the fact that we're now engaged in Syria, that we shot down the Syrian plane, that we shot off the Tomahawk missiles. If you see that we're building up armaments in Eastern Europe, we are now getting NATO nations to put some money where their mouth is when it comes to their defense of that alliance, and then put Patriot missiles into Poland to defense against a missile attack on Russia. And you see the comments he made in Poland. He is getting tough on Russia, but he's giving the benefit of the doubt. But my guest, Bill Browder, who's fascinating, is the author of Red Notice, what he experienced with the murder of his lawyer really prompted the birth of the Magnitsky Act to give his lawyer justice, who was jailed for over 360 days and tortured and killed. And because of that, he'll talk to Ben Cardin, who talked to John McCain. And Bill, how, when that Magnitsky Act was put forward, what was the vote in the Senate?
So when the Magnitsky Act was put to the Senate, it was 92-4. And it was 89% of the House of Representatives. And in spite of Obama's misgivings about this, we ended up getting a piece of legislation passed because it was veto-proof.
Now, there's so much attention on it. There's no way it's going to be overturned, no possible way it's going to be overturned. However, who is it affected? Over 40 international business people?
Well, at the moment, there are 44 people on the Magnitsky list. But the real power of the Magnitsky list is not who's on the list, but it strikes fear into the hearts of every single crooked, evil member of the Putin regime. And these guys do a lot of bad things, and nobody knows that they're going to be able to enjoy their money in the future. So these guys all have a plan. And the plan is that Putin regime will end someday, and then they'll flee Russia, go to live in Palm Beach or London with all their money and enjoy a happy life. And that may not happen with the Magnitsky Act.
What Donald Trump is doing now is trying to give Putin a chance to recalibrate, reset. Obama tried it. Bush initially saw it. He's a friend of yours. And he said most of the subsequent meetings he regretted saying that words because he saw a different guy. This is a killer. Vladimir Putin, when someone says he's a killer, what proof do you have that he is?
Well, he's a stone-cold killer. I mean, I look at the number of people who have died connected to the Magnitsky case, and it's multiple people. Let me just take you through. Sergei Magnitsky, my lawyer, died. Another man came forward. He was actually a bad guy from Russia, but he fell out with the other bad guys, came forward, gave us some information, which led to opening of a major money laundering investigation starting in Switzerland, and he was in London. He dies. And then all of a sudden, one of my closest friends, a guy named Vladimir Karamurza, who is a Russian opposition activist who's been with me in the U.S. Congress and the Canadian Parliament and European Parliament, he gets poisoned within an inch of his life. He was in a coma for a month.
I saw that.
And then Boris Nemtsov, he was another person behind the Magnitsky Act. He was killed in front of the Kremlin.
You want to know details and why this bill is so upset with John Kerry? Pick up Red Notice. Bill Browder, can't thank you enough.
Thank you.
Back in a moment, Brian Kilmeade Show.
Sunday. Get ready for the next revolution.
I promise you, we are going to shake things up.
Steve Hilton's been on the front lines of Brexit and a champion of the populist movement. Now, he's bringing his powerful message straight to you.
People are sick and tired of the fact that whoever they vote for, nothing gets done.
See why voters are finally fed up and how you can join the movement.
This is a time of revolution. And we want to show you what's next.
The Next Revolution with Steve Hilton. Every Sunday, only on the Fox News Channel.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-582-7588.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. British officials have announced plans to regulate drone use in a bid to prevent accidents and threats to commercial aviation.
The new rules will require drones that weigh 8 ounces or more to be registered, and users will have to pass a safety awareness exam during the registration process. The rules will make it easier for the government to track drones that have been flown in a risky manner or infringed on protected airspace. The government took action because of concerns that a mid-air collision between a drone and an aircraft could cause a major catastrophe. Pilots have been warning of near misses in recent years as more and more drones have taken to the skies. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump had the honor of